You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down, yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Menorahs in here?
Yeah.
Where? Right there. We're looking. You're my... You.
Oh. Yeah.
Jewish menorah.
Can you tell this fucking clown to get this camera out of my face?
We have to... What about her?
I don't mind her. All right. Look it. And how did you get him? I forget. Who is he again?
That's Mike.
Mike?
That's Mike 2.0. That's new Mike.
It's white Mike.
How long
it's
have you been
Mike.
Here? How
is it white Mike or new Mike?
It's whatever you want.
I think it's new Mike.
It's new Mike? Okay.
I think Rich saw his rings and got mad.
What rings? Those rings?
Yeah. You see his rings, man?
Yeah, but he found his rings with a metal detector down Coney Island.
You see, Mike, are you a comic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you doing this so Bobby takes you to open for him?
Yeah.
You just came in today.
why are you coming in? Why are you so negative?
That's a positive thing.
No, that's
thing.
Not positive.
It you're is positive.
You're trying to put his self-esteem on the
no,
line.
I'm not. If I'm
you're coming
about,
I give you cookies.
Thank you for the cookie.
And then you're
it's
coming.
It's hard to look at that panic button on the top of your fucking forehead.
I got a cut on my head and I don't have hair. Okay? Like
well,
you.
I'll fucking cover it. Put a hat on or something.
What am I going to cover
makeup
it with?
Makeup or something.
I don't put makeup on.
I want to press it.
Yeah, Ricky actually was like, makeup?
Yeah, you, a little thing. A little,
no.
Little makeup.
All right, anyways, all right. I just want to get this out of the way. Let me get a couple things out of the way without you fucking everything up. Now, what the fuck is that noise? What is that?
I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you doing, Becky?
I'm sorry.
Are you watching a funnier show?
No, it's you guys. I'm
that
posting a
hard.
Video.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I thought you was watching like Skanks. Listen, so we got this. I got this thing going on. It starts today. Everybody listening live, it starts today. If this is next Tuesday, or if this is Sunday, this is coming out Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. This is coming out Sunday. So you have three more days till this Tuesday, the 18th. Gift for Kids Drive. Okay, I don't know who named that. Who named that?
Not us.
You named that.
That's what you told me it was called.
Gift for Kids Drive?
Yeah.
I did?
That's exactly what you
told me. Don't ever let me name things again.
That's explanatory.
All right, whatever. It's the YKWD podcast Gift for Kids Drive. It's at paypal.me/YKWD gifts. Here's the deal. You know, we did the toy drive a couple years ago. I couldn't get it together with, you know, all the stuff that happened a couple weeks ago. But I did want to do something for kids on Christmas. So we're going to get me and my wife. We actually going to buy ourselves personally. This is why you're going to hell. I told you, just let me get the reeds out. Let me get the fucking reeds out.
I'm catching up on my fucking...
I hope it's forever. I hope it's forever sleep. I hope I have to do it. I hope this money goes to your fucking funeral. Listen, this is for kids, you cocksucker.
I know that's nice that you're doing it.
Yeah, have you ever done something for anybody else besides yourself?
Last year, I can't even tell you how much stuff I put in.
Sure
for
can.
Me.
You have a microphone in front of you. Go ahead.
Because when you do something, if you brag about it, then it's self-serving.
You
believe
just already,
me.
You already did it. You already bragged about it.
No, because you said, yeah, do you do anything for kids?
It's very unlike you to not tell everybody what you're doing.
I'm sorry, I blocked him out. I forgot he was here. You got a tattoo. What's that tattoo?
He's setting you up, Rick.
No,
he's
not.
Setting you up.
Move your blouse over. Let me see.
I told you. No. I told you. I fucking
Listen,
told you.
I love
his kung fu is fucking.
It's amazing. It's drag and punch. Yeah.
Listen.
Here's the thing with kids. Around the holidays, all year long, you have to take care of kids. You have to do nice things.
That's not true. I have my kid I take care of all year long. And for Christmas, I like to, I have kids. I was one of these kids, not this year, but like one of the kids where I was in a place or a rehab or a lockup facility where you don't get gifts. And your family's not around and you don't get presents and it stinks and it's lonely. And this year we're going to do for kids, kids in the hospitals, the children's hospitals. We're going to get these activity packs you can buy from $5 to $10. We're going to buy hundreds of them. And we're going to... What?
$5 to $10?
No, we're going to buy hundreds of them.
From who? From the listeners?
Well,
let me read the ad, and if you fuck, just play the video for this retard.
Oh, this is an ad?
Play the video. And I said retard, and I meant this guy. And it goes with him.
Action! I'm Santa.
I can't hear
I say
it.
Action. You know, you're a helper. Hey, it's Santa, and I need your help. I need you to go to paypal.me/YKWDgifts right now and donate as much as you can. Me and my little helper over here, we're going to be donating a bunch of Melissa and Doug's activity kits to local children's hospitals. What are Melissa and Doug activity kits?
Secret Dakota kits.
Secret Dakota kits.
Scratch art.
Sticker pads. Sticker pads. All kinds of fun stuff for the kids to do while they're in the hospital. And we're going to buy these with our own money, and we want you to be able to help too. So you can feel good this holiday season by helping kids that are bored and sick in a hospital. Go to paypal.me/YKWDgifts right now. And it's only from today, the 11th, till next Tuesday, the 18th. And it's over. So go now. Ho, ho, ho. Dude. How was that?
It was all right.
But what?
Action.
You know,
that's really good. Listen, here's the deal.
That's
this
good.
Is your problem with you.
That was good. That was good.
This is the problem with you.
You did great on that commercial.
Listen, this is the problem with you.
I took away my thing, so I thought maybe I jumped the gun.
You jump the gun all the time. You're a jump the gunner, Voss.
That's what I heard.
That's what you do.
That's
you
what my wife said
that's
that.
That's what
the other
I've
night.
Heard.
That I'm the jump the gunner.
I don't know how you heard it. You didn't have your headphones on.
That was really, you
Will
know
you stop listening like you're a fucking spy in the 20s. Put the headphones on.
I don't want to listen to me.
I can't.
I used to take my daughters, and this isn't bragging, just to raise them right. And we used to go to the kids' hospital, and I had them every year bring toys around Christmas to the kids' hospital. Because, one, you have your kids.
But you stopped doing that. You didn't do it last year or the year before.
Oh, yeah. I brought a lot of stuff. I gave a lot of stuff.
But last year, what'd you give?
I gave four. In Toys for Tots, or they were collecting sneakers too at my gym. I gave four brand new pairs of sneakers, brand new, you know, over $100 worth of sneakers and some toys. And I always do it every year because you know why?
I was going to the hospital giving out shoes to kids with no legs.
Yeah, guys, kids who can't walk for years. I'm trying to give them a tic-tac-toe thing, something they can use in the bed.
Well, my brother's wife is actually a nurse, and she says the best things to get them is like coloring books and stuff like that.
Yes,
activity stuff. That's awesome. Yeah.
That's cool.
This couple makes these activity books for...
Yeah, the shoes up.
That's what Voss gives them.
No,
fucking
that was
a size 10 male sneaker that was used once, and I'm giving them activity books. Fucking asshole.
They collect everything.
Yeah, they collect everything.
Some's for the homeless, some's for kids.
Okay. Well, this year, can I plug my thing that I'm doing?
I like the whole Santa outfit you did. The video?
paypal.me/YKWDgifts. Go there now. If you get a lot of money, donate a lot of money. If you don't, it's $5. One of these books, these activity books, cost $5. We're going to try to get as many as we can. We already have $100 donated.
You know what? I'm going to give you the 100 you owe me, put it in. That 100 you owe me
doesn't count.
That's 100
doesn't
bucks.
Count.
Why not? I just gave 100 bucks.
Hey, he's such a scumbag.
Why am I a scumbag?
It's literally, you're just a piece of shit. You're not.
You owe me. Matter of fact, put 80 in and 20. Let's get some Joe's pizza.
Plus that old counterfeit 20 from the past. Put that in there too.
Yeah, but that counterfeit you gave me.
Oh, so now it's 80. So put 60 in. I gave you the 20 back for that.
All right. So, anyways, go there right now. It's only till Tuesday. So the 18th, we're done because we're buying these books and we're bringing them down ourselves.
What are you doing for Christmas? Staying down here or going up to Boston?
Staying here.
I got nothing. My wife's going
to
be gone.
Come to my house.
My wife's going to be gone. I'm going to be so depressed.
Will you come for Christmas dinner?
Why is your wife leaving you?
They're going to Canada. They're not leaving.
Why can't you go?
I could go. I don't want
to
go.
Can you not go to Canada?
Yeah, I can, but it's her family. Okay. I don't want to go. Because they're 4 hours north of Edmonton.
Crackhead. I don't know what he did during those times. I mean, Canada's strict.
You got a great point.
Yeah. No, I never got... No, I got caught once with pot. And let me tell you, when last time I went to Canada, they go, will you ever... They go, were you arrested? I go, yeah, when I was 18. I was on the FBI list from when I was fucking 18.
Why is there nothing recording on this, please? Why is
you
this
didn't turn record on?
Why is this not working?
It is. It's working.
Are you sure? Are people hearing? I'm getting every fucking week I get, it's too low, it's too low, it's too low. How am I getting? Deepu's sending me tag. It's supposed to be on 16th fucking, and it's not.
I'm positive there.
All right, I trust
this
you.
Negativity.
Anyways, laughable.com, we have that. We got to plug that.
Can I just give you cash? No. hate signing up for shit and having to go through all
of
it.
Do you have PayPal?
Yeah, I guess.
You got PayPal. So just all you do is go to PayPal, go to that link on PayPal, right? Go there on your PayPal app, YKWD Gifts, and you can just donate from your PayPal. You have to have a PayPal to donate, so it's easy.
Okay.
I made it as simple as I could
it's
for
so
people.
It's so fucking easy.
You just go to PayPal and you donate.
Rich is doing it.
Yeah, please. If you donate, I'd be very happy.
I absolutely will.
I'll make sure I tell whatever sick kid gets your gift, I'll show him a picture. Ricky did that. Laughable.com. Tell him. Go ahead.
Laughable.com. You can see on your... I'm already mushing it up.
Well, you got the name for it, you mush.
Did you get all your favorite podcasts?
Can I say something? Did you think you got mush because of your fucking face?
I thought it was a whole ensemble.
Jesus Christ, you got one fucking job and you fucked it up.
Oh, it's not talking.
Oh, what is it?
Didn't write stuff down.
Oh. We'll get right in and talk. Let's get this thing going. I'm fucking busy.
What you got tonight?
I'm going to my hotel later. I got radio in the morning. I got to get ready mentally. Two shows.
What? Is that what the outfit's for?
No, I just think
he hits the treadmill at the hotel.
You're right. Got to get 10,000 steps in, son. Okay. You're skinny. You don't have to worry. You're, malnourished.
You're in shape.
Yeah, but the only way to stay in shape is to keep fucking on top
of it. Not eating those cookies,
man. That's why I only ate half of one.
You better look pudgy in the winter.
Oh, shit.
What?
Did you call him pudgy?
Pudgy.
That's worse than fat.
I'm not pudgy at all.
Right now, a little bit. Winter.
Hey, listen. First of all, these guys, I'm working out to impress you.
Apparently you are. You're getting mad at him.
One second he said I was in shape, but then he goes pudgy. I didn't know if he was talking to me or me.
I'm fat. I'm not pudgy. I'm past pudgy.
Yeah, we're past pudgy.
No, you're big boned.
Boned? You're dumbed. Anyways, laughable.com. It's the laugh. Tell us about it, Michael.
That's the top...
Wow, you stink. Just spit it out. We got to go.
What a fly-by-night organization you have.
We have a great organization. As long as he doesn't talk. If Gabby was here, if I have Becky do it, fine. White Mike, go. What is it?
Laughable.com. It's the best app you can get on your iPhone to find all your favorite podcasts and comedians. Yeah. You can search for comedians and see which podcast they've been on. You can see their podcasts. And
it's the best way to discover comedians on podcasts. Because, Ricky, people see you on mine, and then they'll go to yours. And they'll go to all the other ones you've done right there, and they manually do it. It's the best podcast app out there for comedians and discover new comedians. Laughable.com. Get the app. The Android app is coming soon.
First quarter 2019.
Yes, and first quarter, and at patreon.com/RobertKelly. I got it. This is why you don't get ads. This is why you're not getting ads. I'll take them back. I'm taking them all back.
Okay.
Oh. I'm going to take them back.
I'm taking $100 back for the toys.
Look at you. What are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing?
I called him pudgy, man. He had to do it.
He has to disrobe and show.
It's freezing in this room. It's hot.
My God, you and my wife have the same
don't
ass.
Step on your glasses, dude.
Why would you tell him not to step on his glasses?
Because then we have to hear about his glasses.
No, we wouldn't. We'd have to just see him squinting. Can I get a... Is that Caesar salad? So we got, yes, we got patreon.com/Robert Kelly. I want to thank all the new members. I got a brand new one-on-one up there video that I shot in San Diego with Chappelle Lacey. He's a young comic, young black kid, big kid. He was adopted by a white family, and he was a professional cheerleader. Fucking really interesting kid. Very funny. And it's up there now at patreon.com. And right now, Voss is live from the shed is up there. One of the funniest episodes we did.
Was
and
it good? I mean, you liked it?
Tell me
a little more about it.
Exactly. You want compliments. Do you need a hug? Do you want compliments?
I think this kid, Chappelle, what's his last
Lacey.
Name?
Lacey.
I think he's got to go with a new name.
Why?
Because just the name, his first name is going to throw everybody off.
Chappelle Lacey?
Here comes Chappelle, mm-hmm. And then people are going to go, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
it's
maybe.
Him, not him.
What do you think he should go by, Lacey?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a very interesting, he's a very interesting kid. I just, the blind side, you cocksucker. Well, his father was in jail. He had an abusive stepfather, and he wound up cheerleading professionally, and he's just amazing.
What
at
you, for what, a football team, a basketball
He's
team?
A world champion cheerleader. I swear to God.
His ras are better than other people's ras?
His what?
Rah.
What's a ras?
Like the rah-rah.
Oh, ras.
Yeah, rah.
Rah, I know, but you made it fucking plural. Ras. I don't think his Roz. I don't think he does Roz. He does professional cheerleading.
Oh, like
type in professional cheerleader first. Yeah, right there. Chappelle Lacey skill video. Click on that.
Oh,
look, this is what this kid does. He's amazing. Ready?
What's up, guys? It's Man Lacey.
All right, can we skip through this shit,
this is
please?
My highlight video.
All right, here, highlight. Watch this stuff. Watch this.
Oh, he's a genius.
Look at this. What the fuck?
That's
I mean,
dope.
Dude, that's
awesome.
This kid's crazy.
Yeah, but they would...
What? Was, they would what?
That's great.
Look at this.
I know.
I mean, look at that. He's into punk rock. I mean, he's...
I like it. Is he a good comic?
He was really good.
Middle or host?
He was, I would say host middle.
Oh.
He did 15.
Look at those. He's fucking ripped.
Yeah, dude. I mean, look at this kid. Watch this. Dude, I mean, he's unbelievably talented, yeah. World champion. The night he's going to the championship, his brother gets killed.
Jesus.
I mean, his life was fucking amazing, and here he is. He's a positive guy, sweet guy.
Maybe we
and
is he trying to sell the story?
I don't know, but he's.
Maybe
I got.
We,
I got
mean,
this,
I fuck.
I got a great fucking interview of him. Yeah. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Go there now if
maybe
you want to do some research.
Did he still go cheer, or did he go see his dead bro?
No, he went and cheered. He went and won the championship. It was a fucking cheerleading Rocky story with Apollo Creed type-esque. You know what I mean?
Tossing white bitches
Creed
in
Apollo died
there.
At the end.
Huh?
Apollo Creed died.
I mean...
Not at the beginning.
I'm talking...
Well, we're talking about the positive parts, Rich.
Thanks.
Let's send him some toys.
I hate you. Write that name down for the podcast.
It's already been
done. Has it? It was... Voss was on, right? Yeah, exactly. Anyways, this kid, I did an amazing... And it's on my Patreon. I mean, it was a great story. I could have spent 3 hours talking to this kid. But he was funny, too. He was original. He actually talked about this stuff. Like, he talked about having an abusive stepfather. He wasn't up there just doing setup, punch, tag. He
nice.
Was literally talking about his life.
When did his brother pass away? Recently?
No, his brother passed away the night he was going for the championship.
Oh, that night?
And he wound up winning.
Where were you?
Are you listening?
No.
To the, put the headphones on.
Because, one, no, I don't like the guest. I don't like you.
Why did you come?
Because I got to kill time. I got a hotel. What? And I heard there's free cookies.
With bacon.
There's no bacon in
Buddy,
the cookies.
There's bacon in the cookies.
There's no bacon. No one puts bacon in cookies.
I'll call. You want me to call the lady who baked them?
Yes. Okay. Why would she put bacon in the cookies? She baked the cookies.
They're baking. They're
There's no bacon in fucking cookies.
Chocolate chip bacon cookies. It's a thing.
No, it isn't a thing.
Please, White Mike, bring it up. It's New Mike. Oh, White Mike. What is it?
Let's go with New Mike.
I say New Mike. I say
Mike. I say, let's call him Open Mike.
God damn it. He's not, you can't beat him. You can't beat him. You just can't. Yeah, just when he loses. Yeah, chocolate chip right there.
Look at the ingredients.
Yeah, bacon, chocolate chip cookies. They're right there, and you ate
you,
them.
You see the bacon in the cookies?
You can see the bacon in these cookies, dummy.
No, you can't.
You haven't even looked.
I did look.
Put your glasses on.
There's no bacon in the cookies, but it's nice that you fine.
There's bacon.
Do you eat, as a Jew, do you eat bacon?
I don't, not as a Jew. I just don't eat red meat altogether, but.
Well, you ate it
not
then.
For religious purposes.
There you go, right there, stupid.
Well, let me see.
That's a piece of bacon. That's right there, bacon, dum-dum. Yeah, bite it. Take a piece of it. It's bacon. It's bacon. What are you doing? What are you, a fucking cookie investigator?
He's flicking
bacon
it.
Everywhere.
Don't put the bacon on the floor.
I didn't put the bacon.
Where's
on the
Where's the piece that you pulled off?
Oh, on the floor.
Oh. It's, I swear to God, I might as well just bring Max in.
He totally faked just picking it up.
No, I didn't.
You absolutely
First of
faked
all,
it.
If I did
he
one,
didn't even touch the floor. He did a fake
what
pinch.
What a snake. What the
You've been shitting on me since
I
you walked in.
You've been tacking me. I'm nothing but a big fan. I'm your
now
only
Mushy
one.
Now Mushy Mike is on the floor picking up fucking
He's
bacon.
He's here with his tongue. Did you see the bacon? Can I have put the in the back of the thing?
No, we've been touching it.
It's bacon.
Stop putting it back in the bag.
It's you're a piece of shit. Voss, it's... What's wrong with you, dude?
Throw it in the garbage.
What's wrong with you?
No one can eat this. We all picked at it.
I throw it away. What's wrong with you? What are you...
I have anxiety today. I couldn't sleep. I didn't fall asleep till 6:30 a.m.
Why?
My friend called. Good friend, comic.
Let's not get carried away.
And she was, like, going through, like, some crisis.
Your wife?
No, a friend, I said. Oh. My wife goes through a crisis every day she wakes up. But this girl, and then I hung up, and I'm going, holy fuck, I got more anxiety than she had when she called me, and I couldn't fucking sleep.
Why? What
your
was
wife
your...
is letting you take late-night phone calls from female
I,
comedians.
First of all, I was sleeping downstairs because I watched two movies last night. So...
He doesn't sleep in his bed.
Once in a while,
he doesn't sleep. He was up till 6:30.
Yeah, no, but yeah. She doesn't like him sleeping in the bed.
Well, I
you
slept
really
in
don't
the bed.
Sleep in the bed?
No. I slept in the bed Monday, and then I started snoring, and she woke me up, and I said, "You know what? Out of respect for her, I slept half the night, and then I went downstairs yeah. to my
they
to
don't
the
sleep
couch.
Together anymore.
She That's sleeps not true. Upstairs. Don't start rumors.
You just said it.
We started off together. Look, we have actually we have sex, but I'd rather be on my own. And watch what? TV late at night. Listen, you're newly married, so you're into that, hey, let's sleep together. But let me tell you.
I've been married for 11 years. I love sleeping with my wife.
Wouldn't you rather have your own room? You wouldn't rather have your own bedroom?
No.
Well, your own bed. You have a full
no,
bedroom.
No, I'm trying to. I'm going to get a new place where I get my own bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. It's Are you kidding
it's
me?
It's called getting a divorce.
No. No, we're happy.
That's why she's going to Canada.
Everything's great, but people hate.
No, it's not great. I listen to your podcast.
It's great.
Not everything is great. A lot is not great.
Well, yeah, but I mean everything besides that stuff.
Oh, I mean everything?
Well, that's marriage, but...
No, it's not.
We watch movies together in bed. We fool around. We eat our snacks together.
What do you mean, your snacks? Please tell people about your dumb snacks.
You have snacks when you watch a movie, don't you?
I don't have a TV in my bedroom, nor do we eat anything in the bedroom. There's no food in the bedroom.
I eat, but you have
an apartment in New York City.
Yeah.
So yes, okay. When you have an apartment in New York City, you have
you
two
guys
rooms.
Have houses.
No, he has a big apartment. He can go into his living room. He's smart. You lay in bed, you watch your movie with your wife, and you have your snack.
What's your snack?
Well, the early snack or the later snack?
I can't stand them.
The early snack.
It's bacon.
I'd rather sit here and talk about have Mike do laughable commercials for an hour.
Well, you asked me. The first snack might be a light kind bar. Right. Then we might have sex. And then the later snack might be like some olives and hummus on a plate. My wife's...
In bed you have hummus?
Well, hummus doesn't get... You don't get crumbs from hummus. We're not smearing it on the bed. We get it in our mouth,
What are
Bobby.
You getting it in your mouth with? What are you using to get it in your mouth?
What do you mean?
What are you using to get the hummus in your mouth?
An olive or a pickle. Haha, I thought you'd get crumbs out of this, didn't you?
You know you use chips.
No.
Pita chips.
No, Bonnie. Bonnie doesn't eat, what do you call it? What's the stuff? Gluten. Mm-hmm. So they're gluten-free, and gluten-free barely crumb. And we eat over plates. We're not fucking, you know, we're human.
So you sit in bed. And
it doesn't matter. Even if there is crumbs in bed, I'm going downstairs anyhow. So what's that? She has to deal with
it. Yeah, at least one crumb's leaving the bed.
Who rang the bell?
Yeah, who was that?
It wasn't for us.
Oh. Anyways, I don't. I love sleeping in my bed. I have a big, huge bed.
I like my bed.
5-inch pillow top. It's. I mean, it's a.
What's a pillow top?
You put it over.
It's
there.
No. It's on, so there's the mattress that's like really big, and then on top of that they put like a five
I have a
inch
cooling one.
It's like, you know, the hotel beds.
Yeah.
That.
That's what I got.
I think I have a cooling one. It like cools the mat. Okay.
They have,
yeah,
they
yeah,
have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. That's
I
dope.
Have a mine's terry cloth. I like terry cloth.
I got
it's
a
like
five.
A towel.
Yeah, they're fucking great. They make it's a whole big difference. And I don't care how nice your bed is, once you put one of those fucking tops on it.
I didn't put it on, it came on with the bed.
Yeah, oh, so is mine.
Yeah, the one that comes with it is not as good as the one that's connected.
The one that comes with it as the one
if
that's
you
connected.
Get a mattress with it, it's better.
Yes, yeah. Well, the ones in a hotel are the best.
Yeah, that's like I got a hotel bed mattress. Yeah. They're very expensive. But
the one I got.
You bought like, separate.
It's like $500, but it's so good. It was worth it.
Yeah. No,
it was worth
great.
It.
Yeah. You know. But I love sleeping in my bed with my wife. I wouldn't. If my wife was like.
Not me.
Why?
I like my own room. Because I snore. I don't want to wake her up and fuck her sleep. I come in late.
Have
I
you tried anything? Like
yeah, all of them. I've done them all. I fucking, that mask you can't breathe that dries your face out. Then I tried, I went to the dentist, $1,000 to get this thing, the fucking, then you lock your mouth up and you're like, you start to panic because you're all locked in. Then I got some other ones that you put in, but I keep spitting them out in the middle of the night. Right? Well, you know, I fucking, whatever. If I sleep on my stomach, I don't snore. Once I sleep on my back, I snore. I don't know why that is. Who knows? You might know. I don't know. I mean,
who's Jeremy Howard Joyle?
That's your Patreon shout out.
Oh,
that's why
oh, we
Patreon
got a new one.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about this. Yeah, we got a brand new. I want to give a shout out to Patreon members that do $25 or more.
Oh, that's nice.
And we actually have a ton of them, which I'm excited about. Jeremy Howard Joyle. I want to thank you, buddy. Thanks for joining the Patreon. I hope you like all the lives from the sheds, getting the YKWD early before everybody, the audio YKWD in case you don't want to watch the video, and the new one that just went up. We've got a new live from the shed coming up this week. Next week, I believe, with David Bryan from Bon Jovi. Came up to my shed, and we hung out.
He's so cool, that guy.
He's the best.
I talked to him for like an hour one night. It's so cool, all the info and stuff he can tell you.
He came to down to Uncle Vinny's to the shore. Him and his
wife.
Well,
he lives there. That's where he lives.
He came down, we hung out, and then went to the cigar bar at what's that fucking town?
Asbury
Park Cigar Bar until 3 in the morning, just fucking hanging out. He doesn't smoke because of his voice, but we sat there and smoked bats, him and his wife,
but you know,
Mo, Steve.
You know, if you sat around with whoever and they were asking you 1,000 questions about comedy, you'd be like, all right, enough already. You could ask him anything about music and he loves talking about it. He loves fucking, like, I mean, he's been with everybody. He knows everybody. He's in Bon Jovi, so he, you know.
But here's the thing, too. Him and his wife, it's like hanging out with just regular fucking Jersey people.
Yeah.
Except he's worth 10 gazillion dollars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the night, he's like, you want to come just crash at the house? We have like 10 rooms. And
you want to say yes.
I wanted to say yes so bad.
I want to sleep over.
But I was going to say if I can sleep in Gabby's room.
Cuz
I wanted to Instagram from Gabby's room, like naked in her childhood bed, just doing Instagrams like her, "Hey guys, tomorrow," you know.
Her parents?
That's her parents, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm not outing her. She, you know.
Oh, I didn't know. I had no clue. That's fucking
wild. Luis Gomez dragged her out of the closet one day.
What do you mean?
About her parents. We never really said anything.
Oh.
Because
she doesn't use her parents.
No, she doesn't.
Well,
at all. I had no clue.
No.
At all.
You know.
Not at all. She's the sweetest kid ever. She's a really good kid. And she's really talented. She edited she edited your episode of Live from the Shed. And she filmed it. Right. Yeah. So, very funny. I'm surprised you didn't spit on me. So thank you there, Jeremy Howard Joyle. I appreciate that. Anyways.
Give away the thing I brought in.
All right. We have these. We're going to give these away. What are they?
Take them out. Pajamas. I did this thing last week.
What are you, Mike? What are they?
I don't know. I didn't really look at them, but I think they have a curse word on them. I did dinner with four porn stars last week on Amazon.
It says remove to fuck on the front.
And they're, what are they? They're sweatpants, right?
Yeah, they're sweatpants. It says remove to fuck. And they're XLs.
You know what? Actually, just donate them to the kids.
Can I bring them down?
They're going in the bucket.
We'll bring them down to the kids. Who do you want to give these to? I don't know. Who wants
give
these?
Give them to a caller. One of your callers would want them. It's from dinner with Danielle or whatever, you know, on Amazon.
917-261-6831 is the line. I don't know if it's on. Is it on, Zach?
It'll go through to the Skype.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, somebody email Bobby. Whoever wants him, take him.
Email me. What is it?
YKWD producer at broadcast.com.
You can't even get out the fucking... What's wrong with you? Are you on dope?
I'm tired today.
Are you okay? What happened?
I'm just really exhausted.
From what?
Walking up the stairs.
Sitting next to him. I haven't been sleeping well.
Why haven't you been sleeping with your wife,
too?
Kate? Oh, you got divorced.
Yeah, but...
Why haven't you been sleeping well?
I'm fat.
Is it because you're fat?
Yeah, but these last 2 days I had to travel a lot. My flight got rearranged. Yeah. So.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
40?
Yeah.
What are you doing exercise? Are you working out at all?
Not currently.
Yeah.
I went back to the gym and I went back to boxing.
Doesn't it feel good?
Boxing is fucking great.
How many times a week are you doing that?
Boxing one time a week right now, and the gym two.
What do you mean by boxing? You have somebody, a trainer, or you just hit
I go
the bag?
To no, I go to Ardsley. I think I'm dying. I can't remember anything.
Don't make promises you can't keep. What do you mean you go boxing? Like they teach you?
Title boxing in Ardsley. Yeah, Title Boxing Club Ardsley. It's great. No, you walk
in.
I
wanted to do that.
It's like a class. So they have the guy who taught today is he just fought in Long Island at the Paramount last week and won. He's a real fucking legit boxer. He's a professional boxer and he teaches a class. And it's a lot of you know you warm up for around 5 minutes and then you do
hit the bag.
You do rounds.
Do you fight people?
No, you don't fight people.
Why not?
Because we're not fighters. It's me and fucking a bunch of MILFs.
Yeah, but you
fucking. I'm gonna fucking punch some middle-aged Jewish lady in the gut. What the fuck's
if
wrong with you?
She starts it.
It's gonna hit. Leave me.
See, I have you. You know what?
What?
I started stretching again too. Like, cause remember, like you're probably still loose. Like,
I'm not actually.
You're not
I'm
loose.
Not,
your
no,
legs
no,
aren't
no,
that
no,
loose.
No, not at all. I
but you could get loose easier than.
Yeah, I need to start with doing something.
So I started stretching again. And let me tell you something. You don't know how fucking tight you are until you lay down and spread your legs out or try to bend down. Fucking, you know, you got, it's just.
I'm very limber for a chubby guy.
You should sell that on Patreon. I would watch you stretch for 30 minutes.
Huh?
I'd actually. I'd give $1 a month for that.
We don't even do our Patreon anymore. We're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just bored. Here's the thing. We do a podcast, my wife and I. We do it in our dining room, just us two. We've done over 340 of them. Enough with it. We don't need the extra 500 or 600, $1,000 a month. You know what I mean? It's not worth it.
You need $1,000 a month.
Yeah, I could use it. But for the kids.
$1,000 a month is your insurance almost.
No, it isn't.
Well, it's half.
It's half.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm
for
just
what?
Saying, look, I got enough on my plate to worry about another thing. That's all.
What do you have to worry about?
Just doing another podcast, getting it up.
Oh, you were doing two.
Yeah, we're doing two podcasts.
Right, oh.
And we don't have all this. We just, me and her in the fucking dining room.
You can use the studio anytime you want. I told you that.
And that's even more, driving in an hour and parking, you know. Listen, when we came in and did use the studio and had guests, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think, I think your show would... It would
once
add another dimension to your show if you did it in the studio and had a producer. And
no, but it's only once a month. Our what do you call it?
Sounds like a lot of excuses.
our brand is me and her, just me and her.
Yeah, I know.
Our last podcast, she was so fucking funny. I wrote her, remember when you said, you know, have a list of stuff in case you die?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I wrote a bunch of stuff, you know, the electric bill, the mortgage, what's paid, where the money's at and everything.
And then I got into detail.
Well, let me explain what.
Why is that a secret?
Here's what I was tell
no,
you.
It's not a secret.
Here's what happened.
It's three paces out the back door.
Yeah. 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 Go to the tree with an X in it.
And, I have 1,500 buried at the Laugh Hut in Louisiana, in the back room under the couch. Listen, because, you know, well, my stepdad just passed away. You don't understand when it happens quick. If it happens,
it happened with my mom that way. Yeah. It was really fucking crazy. Yeah,
you don't know the password to his phone. You don't know. There's a lot of stuff that you didn't know how to do. And usually in a relationship, like my wife does a lot. I make the money. She does the money. You know, she does the organization. You know, so lately I've been trying to learn a little bit about, let me learn about the bank, let me get the numbers, let me get all this stuff, because I don't want to have to fucking deal with this
just
shit.
Just stand there. Yeah.
God forbid a fucking, she gets hit by a bus and it's just me and Max. I mean, terrible, but I wouldn't know how to do shit. And I was talking to Voss about it, and I'm like, I thought Bonnie was the one, but it's actually Voss. Pays all the bills.
I paid it. Here's the deal. Bonnie and I have a business account.
Bonnie's
together.
The talent and he's the manager.
Yes. Yeah, we have our own, but you know, the car deeds, you know, because the bill of sales for the cars, because all my cars are paid off, you know, the mortgage. So I left her all that, and then I even got more into debt. I go, depth. I said, you know, my stamp collection, depth. More into depth. I said, my stamp collection, give to my daughter when she gets older.
There is no way you wrote that down. Well, no one's going to be running for that.
Well, are you kidding me? Now it's already 25 years old with older fucking stamps. So by the time my daughter gets old, these are going to be worth a lot
Dad
of money.
Dad died. I got the stamps.
I hope the day you die, Bonnie and your daughter
I
lick them.
I told her to give you something.
I hope they lick them and send invitations to your wake to a lot of people.
I left you something.
What'd you leave me?
I told Bonnie.
Wait.
That's very funny.
I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. What did you leave me?
I told Bonnie to give you. I have two. I'll probably give them to you before I die. I got two DuPont lighters, 500 apiece.
You've
I say give one.
Okay.
I say give
Who's
one.
Who's
getting
you the rings? Who does the rings go to?
No, they with me and the fucking
really?
No, my kids.
What are you, King Tut? Why are you gonna take diamond ring?
No,
you
I'm
fucking
not
idiot.
My King Tut. Yeah, I said, give you and Bennington each a DuPont lighter.
All right, which one do I get though?
They're both exactly the same.
All right, now why can't I buy one now?
Do you want to buy it from me?
Yes.
All right.
How much?
$200.
All right. Bring it in.
All right.
But
$500.
But no.
They cost $500. I'll give it to you for $200.
Right. It has to have a ding, though.
But just wait them out, dude. Why are you going to pay for it?
I know.
He's 62. I got to wait
months.
A year.
No, give me 2 months. The way I'm getting the fucking...
Bonnie was upset that you were writing this
are
list.
Are you sure this is
well,
written
so I
down?
I wrote her this list, and then I said, look, any Nike...
Wait about...
I go,
I'm not thinking. Thank you.
Any Nike sneakers I have in boxes are worth...
Give to the kids?
No, they're worth fucking... Those are worth...
I want you to bring these to the sick children over at Beth Israel.
Drop them at the
I know
gym.
They're a size 10, but you know what? They can make stuff out of them, like Listen. Boats.
Dude, they're fucking...
Know what the fucked up part about my mom was? And you said, like, you didn't know the password to your iPhone and the rest of that? Dude, you don't want that. You don't want people to be able to go through your whole every conversation you've ever had. You don't want your wife going through that.
I went through...
If you want her to do the stuff on her computer, you just leave her the info. Like, you know... Bank of America is where our mortgage is. That's where you go. She doesn't need to go through my computer.
Yeah,
if you have a cell phone and it's locked, and then she can't get into it.
Why would she need to get into my cell phone? She's got her own cell phone.
Because listen,
I agree with Rich on this.
I understand you agree with that, but I have a lot of photos on my phone of me and my wife and my kid.
Okay,
that I would want, and I don't. You can have my phone. You can look at my phone. Look at everything on my phone. I leave my phone open. My wife could take my phone for a week and use it.
Yeah, send me too.
Not my computer in the office. Now she's got to stay away from that. You burn that. Listen to me, boss. You drive to my house. Well, you shit, piss, and burn it. You understand me?
I want to make
the black one. It's a Mac Air. Fucking smash it.
After my mom died, I want an app that goes to the Apple Watch, right? And when your pulse dies, it deletes everything on your phone.
Great
but
idea.
Photos that you want to keep.
Kill switch.
Well, I called it death wish. What it would be.
Was your mom,
death wish.
Was your mom married?
That's a great idea.
To your original dad? Or?
Yeah.
So he's still alive?
Yeah.
So you don't talk to him?
Not at all, man. He turned.
He turned after she passed.
He lost his mind.
Can you talk to me about that? What happened?
I've never really. My mom passed, and my dad. He met her when he was 16, and he went back to those ways. Like, it was really crazy.
Like, what ways? What do you mean?
Like, dog, he was dating within 2 months, and he stopped fucking with his kids, and he threw, like, I was on the family plan, like, on my phone with my mom, and, like, he knocked that, so I lost all the voicemails I ever had of my mom. Like, I lost every, like, it was fucked up. And then he started dating, and he wouldn't take no for an answer when, like, he turned to my brother and was like, and he kicked my younger brother out the house. So I had to find a place for my younger brother. It was crazy, bro. It was fucking nuts.
Was he just doing that because he was freaking out?
My mom was, like, my best friend.
How'd your mom pass away?
The main artery in her heart exploded, and that was that. She never had no heart problems, nothing, man. It was crazy.
Just a Black Widow type thing.
Yep, that's what they called, yeah.
How old was she?
53.
Fuck.
Yeah, man, it was fucking wild. It was on Valentine's Day, too.
Oh,
it was crazy.
Recently, that was like a couple years ago.
2 years ago, yeah. No, 3 years. It's about to be 3 years. Yeah, it's wild, man.
So that's what is crazy about when somebody goes quick. You know what I mean?
I claim I have PTSD from it. I'm not kidding. That night in the hospital and all that shit going on and everybody being there. And me and my brothers were out together. We're never out together. I'm always working on, like, a Saturday or a Friday or Valentine's Day. That's a great day to work. Mm. And it was somebody's birthday. We were celebrating. We were out. And my brother got a phone call while we were all standing in a club. It was fucking crazy.
Jesus Christ. I'm at Uncle Vinny's Valentine's Day.
I'm literally about to cry, and you're a piece of he's the biggest hunk of shit I've ever met. I gotta tell you, as my fans, please look at me. I need a close-up of me. He's a piece of shit. I'm in tears right now, and this fucking guy, he's a hunk of shit. He's going to hell. There's no way around it. He should sleep alone. He should be alone. You should die alone. You should die alone.
Well, who dies together? Hey, Frank.
Well, you wouldn't have to write a letter.
No, it's so weird because my mom, we knew she was going to die. She was in the hospital for 5 years with Alzheimer's, dementia.
With what?
You know what? Dementia.
Bro, I had my mom out at comedy clubs like 2 weeks before I was in.
Really?
Yeah, and it was the same year I was on Nightly and the rest of that. So, like, life was fucking awesome. Life was flying, man.
You got along with your dad before she died, right?
No, so what happened was pretty much me and my dad got to a place where when my girl moved from LA to New York, she was like, Ricky, you need to move out of that house. It's getting that bad. And it was an hour and a half out in Queens. It's by JFK. It's like a shit fucking neighborhood. God. And I used to travel back and forth doing comedy. He fucking hated it. I moved in with my girl. Within a year, I had booked Variety Top 10, fucking The Nightly Show, Master of None. So, like, everything was dope.
Yeah.
And that's when my dad decided to be my best friend. Right. And he showed up to JFL. Like, he just, like...
To Montreal?
Yeah. And fucking, it was like, everything was perfect in life. And then mom died, and it was like, it just went back to where we were, and, like... There hasn't been a good conversation ever.
Yes. Did you ever fucking flip out at him?
Well, I flipped out, but I've gotten to the point now where I have now offered, because he's a big dude too. So if me and him get into it, he'll put his hands on me, no problem. Like,
really?
He's a big fucking dude. And right. I'm at a place where I'm like, hey, if you want to do this, we need to sit down with a professional. I'll pay for it. I'll do this. And he won't take that arm, and I can't go ahead and.
You know what the good thing
that.
Is? I'm going to tell you something. I was never close to my parents, but it's going to bring you closer
You're
with
not
your
close
kid.
To your friend.
No,
it's going to bring you closer with your kid.
Kid has just been like, and I've been saying this, and yes. It's really weird because when I did stand up, I did a lot of it for my mom before she passed. Like, she loved me fucking doing stand up. And I for like 2 years, and you guys saw me around those years. I was pretty out of it. I was doing some shit. I was like crazy. Since having my kid, I feel like I have purpose again. So that's like really fucking dope.
I'm telling you.
I felt like I was wandering for 2 years, man, like not knowing what I was doing.
You'll see the difference. Like, my parents had like really no pictures of me growing up. I probably have 2,000 of my kids. You know what I mean? You break the chain of dysfunction. That's what you do in life. You break the chain of dysfunction.
Well, his mother was great, though.
Yeah,
well,
my mom
I know, but
my
there's still
was,
like
my mom was unreal.
You can't listen. I understand what you're saying, but you're going to be a good parent. But you got to understand that he's going to be a good parent because of his mom.
Yeah,
yeah.
What his mom gave him is inside of him. He's not going to be a good parent in spite of his shit dad.
No, I know.
But
I
does
get
fuel it to a bit.
I can't,
don't you think it fuels it a
what?
Bit? Like when you
yes,
you
I,
see
I,
something you saw your dad doing, you're
and
like,
you do
God
the opposite.
Yeah, but can I tell you something? More of what my stepfather, I'm realizing this in the last couple of years, and before he passed away, more of what he gave me, of being a dad that I didn't even know he gave me, it just happens. And all of a sudden you're like, how did I not do that? Or why did I do that? Or why? And it's because of the stuff that when growing up with Larry and my five uncles, I have to say they were father figures too.
Yeah.
They gave
me. Your
mother
had five brothers?
Five brothers.
Wow.
So you have that stuff in you. All the good stuff you got comes out.
Yeah. I didn't get any of that.
What? You're not a good dad.
I'm a great dad. I'll call my other daughters right now.
It was a joke. Do I have to defend my jokes?
You know, yeah, but that's. I would never say you're not a good dad.
Yeah, but I'm kidding. I know. We all know you're a good dad because you tell us constantly what a great
dad. I'm a great dad.
Yeah. What'd you get it for Christmas?
I didn't know
Sneakers?
You were a dad forever.
What?
I didn't know you were a dad for a long time. It was really wild.
What do you mean? I don't
know. I just didn't know about Max up until like 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. I know.
Kept him under covers for a while, huh?
Not really. I love being a dad.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I fucking love being a dad. And it was a lot. I understand what you're saying. The bad stuff, like I don't hit my kid. I try not to yell. Sometimes you have to because he's going to die. You know, he's going to fall off something. You have to.
I yell all the time.
I don't yell. I don't like to yell because it's easy for me to yell. Yelling is my thing.
Oh, I know.
The fuck does that mean?
Take it out on him.
Past episodes, maybe.
I'm working on it, cocksucker.
So with Max, you don't do that. With Max, your tone will change.
Yeah.
But you don't. Yeah, it's really.
Because you're
weekend.
An adult and you should have common sense and not fucking be a moron.
Here's what I want to know.
Hang on 1 second, motherfucker. No. Bobby, cocksucker. Fucking abused, fucking victim.
Here's what I want to. Does
what
he
do, you
do
know?
Anything here? What does he do? This fucking melon head. What is he?
Which
looking?
One?
The big
me.
Right there.
Oh,
big fucking Mount
yeah,
Rushmore
he does
head.
Stuff.
I don't know. I don't see him doing anything.
Whatever he sits there, whatever we need, whatever.
Oh, he's a computer guy?
Buddy, you understand, he brings stuff up. He brought up sneakers. He brought up everything. As we go, he brings stuff up.
Oh.
Yeah, we're in a deep conversation right now. I don't need him right now.
Okay.
Right? So this is the problem with you.
I just want to keep on top of everything.
No, because you need fucking
I keep on top of everything.
You need tinfoil in front of you. You have OCD. All right, we're talking about this amazing conversation with Ricky and about being a dad and his father and about his mom, about people passing. And then you go, what does he do? Who gives a fuck? Why would you look at his head and wonder what the fuck he's doing?
Because this is too intense for me.
That I will accept.
I could be something.
No,
he's uncomfortable. Look, his arms are crossed.
Absolutely. Yeah. You do have a problem. He doesn't like to hug. He as a friend.
Not you.
Dude, you don't like to hug your own wife.
I hug my kids all the time. I hug them.
You have a problem with emotion and connecting and intimacy.
Thank you.
No, you don't like. That's why you're a comic. You do not like to be intimate. You don't like to have a conversation like this.
I know my wife. One time, she was in pain and crying, and
in pain.
No, I mean this mental crying.
Oh, okay.
And I was laying in bed, and what's the thing that you used to put in your phone? What do they call them? That you
stylist.
And I rub my stylus on her.
Dude. Oh, she's just waiting for your kid to turn 18, by the way. She's just waiting.
I did it nice
your,
and smooth.
Dude.
I did it nice
oh,
and
smooth. Oh, man. She's waiting for that stamp collection, man. She fucking wants you dead, man.
I hope she's using
Bonnie,
the stamp.
I see her. She's always smiling. She's doing a good fucking job, man.
I'm telling you, Ricky. I hope she's using the stamp to send love letters to some Canadian actor.
Better not be using those stamps. They're worth money.
Stamp collection. What, the, what are you, Superman? Who are you? Who fucking is a stamp collection?
I used to collect them. I loved them. I used to love my stamps. I got some cool stamps. I'll bring them in.
How do you? Did you do that as a kid?
No, I started after my basketball collection, my basketball cards.
So how old were you during your basketball collection?
25.
Are you sober?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be great. You're just doing crap.
What's your most expensive?
I wouldn't be spending money on stamps if I was doing crack.
Hey, I got an upside down airplane. Give me $5,000. It's worth $300,000.
I got a letter. I forget what president. It's written down at home. With a, you know how to.
I put all the stamps.
Stop this.
No, listen to this. Listen to this. You fucking.
This.
I got a letter with the president's stamp on
Jefferson.
It. With the president's stamp. You know how they stamp it with a
seal?
Yeah, a seal.
Yeah, we know.
It's not a famous president, but I have one
it's
from a president.
It's one of those unknown presidents.
They're all famous, you idiot.
They're not all famous.
Name what's the president?
I said I don't know. I'll bring it in.
How do you not know?
I don't remember.
Why is he writing you?
Yeah, I mean, no one cares about Tyler.
My father had it from some reason.
Oh, okay.
And he gave it to me. I got some cool shit.
He wasn't famous. All presidents. How many presidents there? 50? How many? 50?
45.
Okay, so 45. There's only 45 presidents in the history of presidents. They're all famous. They're all famous.
No.
No, they are. They're all famous. Because you can bring up the presidents. Look at them all. All right, scroll down. Was it any of those?
Say a lot of the middle ones don't care about.
No, it's like old.
Okay, so how old? That's probably worth money.
Wait, you're 70? 60?
61. No, but it's from my five. I'm going to bring in some cool stuff for you to look at.
Grover Cleveland?
I wish it was Grover Cleveland.
William McKinley?
Somebody like that.
Chester A. Arthur?
It was like Harding or somebody.
First of all, it's actually Abraham Lincoln.
Some guy that fucked it up for everybody. Oh, Lincoln.
Look at James Buchanan.
Anybody knows who the fuck he is?
Is it Buchanan? Sorry. Wait a minute. Where's the...
Buchanan?
I said Buchanan.
You got it, you fucking idiot.
Don't. You can't hit me twice with the same joke. He already hit it.
He did?
Yeah, he already got the juice off of it.
Okay, sorry.
All right?
I'm sorry.
He hit me. He was quicker than you. You stole his joke in front of us on the air.
Yeah, he was quicker. It's the first time he was quicker. He got it. He got me.
I said, what did I say, Buchanan?
Yeah,
I made him Italian.
I love it.
Buchanan.
James Buchanan.
Fucking idiot.
Anyways.
Like, no one knows Rutherford B. Hayes.
Yeah?
Yeah, they do. He was one of the presidents. There's a lot of people that can name all the presidents. It's a fact.
I bet you our president can't name all the presidents.
Of course not.
Of course not. Yeah. I don't think Obama could either.
Yeah. There's people. I'm not saying the presidents.
Scholars.
Yeah, I think, how old's your kid now?
3 months today, man.
Wow.
9/11.
Wow. Crazy.
It's crazy. It's wild.
Yeah.
Now he like sees us and knows us. It's tight.
Yeah. I always say that men, it takes a while for men to bond with their kids.
It took me. And we had a nurse there for the first month.
Yeah.
So like I was really not needed.
Yeah, you're not needed, but you're
a boy, right?
Yeah.
Dude, you're so lucky.
Dude. And every comic this summer had a girl down at the fucking cellar, so I was so afraid I was going to get
who?
One.
Let me tell you, I have
Hassan,
three.
Dove, Cypha. Lenny.
Aaron Berg.
Like, yeah. That's four right there.
Doesn't Aaron Berg
have
a
Berg
girl?
Yeah, Berg has a girl.
Yeah,
my family doesn't make girls. So.
Having a son is so much, for you,
yeah, it'll be fun.
As a dude, it's so much cooler, dude.
I'm just buying toys already. I want to play with.
Dude, we I remember we were in Belgium, and we were walking around, and he was just like, Dad, let's go for a walk. And I was like, ugh. And we just walked and hung out. We went to a museum. We walked around. We were fucking being goofballs in the museum. And, you know, if it was a daughter, she'd be like, let's go look at these flowers for an hour.
No, that's bullshit. I had three daughters. My old George, I took him to Tahoe. We went on speedboat.
Your own gender under the fucking bus.
Speedboat. I didn't hear what he said. We went on speedboats in fucking.
Were you here for your drug deals?
Yeah, in Tahoe.
Bobby's talking about going to Belgium, seeing museums. We did speedboats.
We were on Lake Placid on a lake boat with Tommy Lee.
Listen, you humps. I took the other one to Amsterdam. I took the 11-year-old to Amsterdam. Well, she was about 6 at the time. I took her to Amsterdam. I've taken my kids all over the place. Right,
buddy. I just traveled with my kid for the first time.
Yeah.
Dude, people look at you like a fucking asshole with a child.
Does the headliner get mad when you bring in the baby?
Oh, that's funny. You didn't use that joke 3 times last week.
I wasn't here last week.
Were you not?
I love Boss's excuse that he knows he used it before. He goes, I wasn't here last week.
I used it maybe a month ago.
You were here last week.
Would you take your kid?
You were literally on the show last week. Yeah. We did the show, and then you went downstairs.
Yeah, how come you didn't come up with this guy that was up here?
I got asked not to, and I think it was the better reason. Yeah.
Well, are you friends with him or
no?
You're not friends with him?
It was just weird.
We stop for a second? Because Voss does this. He just brings shit up. Nobody, like, so, if someone didn't see last week's show,
yeah, I'm not going to get back into
fucking
it.
Idea.
Fuck it.
Well, here's the deal. What's his name?
I don't want to give it to him.
What's his name?
Right. Alan Fuchs.
Alan, why would you not? I'm going to get it. What do you think? I'm just going to listen to you?
No, he didn't want to say it because he's going to not
listen,
say his
man.
Name.
He doesn't want to get back into the controversy.
Yeah. Absolutely. So Alan Fuchs came up last week. We were going to have Ricky and Alan because I guess Ricky and Tim Dillon were trashing and whatever. We brought him up last week. We tried to cancel because you were here, Billy were here. It was just
uncomfortable.
And he showed up.
I just think it's weird
cancel.
That me and him had a full conversation. We're okay with one another, and then he's still pressed coming on, contacting fucking producers, Bobby, and the rest of that. It's just like, dude, like let it rest, but whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just remember him, I mean, literally telling this great Patrice story, and then him going, I got one too.
Oh, right after Billy, he couldn't find, I know.
And it was like one of the greatest stories of Patrice. I was like, that was so, we all laughed. It was a we could just, all right, guys, see you next week.
Yeah.
And he goes, I got one. I go,
let's,
I, and I literally
not Bobby.
Said,
you're going to have to bring him back on to defend himself.
I literally, no, he won't. I'll fucking, you're right.
I have to come defend my story. That was
I
bad.
Literally, I told him, I go, you're going to follow a Patrice story from, really?
He goes, from Billy.
He goes, yeah, he goes,
oh,
he goes,
Billy told it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
It was like I tell you, you're going to do this? He goes, I'm going to try. I think I might make it. At the end of it, we were like this.
Oh,
I literally wanted to fucking jump out the window.
There's no windows up here.
There's 3 windows behind that curtain, you fucking dum-dum. So, yeah, it was...
I'm sorry, I don't know the architecture of this fucking room. It's been covered with your fucking thing since I've come up here. How's our podcast doing on your network?
Do you understand what I'm dealing with this guy?
Have you ever been tested for ADHD or anything like that?
Or fucking autism? do you have it?
I have everything.
You have autism?
No, I don't have autism.
Are you sure?
No.
No, sure?
I don't have autism.
He's not autistic. He just got to that age where you just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Why do I give a fuck? I have nothing left to prove in life or this business.
Awesome.
I have nothing left to prove. I said to my friend, I've done
everything. Why do you think that you don't have anything to prove? It would be awesome to. What?
Well, but in comedy, because I've done enough in comedy where I've put my and so is he. I've left my mark.
In
comedy.
You're putting the ceiling on your own career.
No, but I'm not saying I'm stopping. I'm just saying I have nothing to prove. I'm still trying to create, but I don't have to.
Those rings can be bigger.
I'm getting a bracelet next.
I hope you get robbed. I really do outside.
Why
I hope,
they're insured?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yes, yeah, of course. Come on, man. It's jewelry.
What are you fucking kidding me?
I don't
me?
Wear jewelry.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I have a Breitling, and it's in the house, and I only take it out when I have...
Why don't you wear your Breitling? You would look good on it.
I love my Breitling.
It would look good on you, I mean.
I don't. I wear it on occasions.
It's not insured.
It's not.
Yeah, you should do it.
It's
like $25 on your home insurance.
It's
all right.
Yeah, you just show
it
on your homeowner.
And then they give you a higher number,
too. What's home insurance?
Your homeowner insurance.
Oh. My wife's rings, everything is insured.
Your stamp collection?
Whoa. Somebody's making a call tomorrow.
Selective?
Or my baseball cards aren't, basketball cards aren't insured either.
That stuff didn't get burnt in the fire?
No, they were in a safe.
Oh, so the safe was fireproof.
Yeah.
The house is completely burned, but you're standing
there. No, no. Also, too, the fire was really... It's more, our house didn't burn down. It was smoke damage. Only one wall burnt up, but the whole house got smoke damage and water damage.
Oh, okay.
It didn't burn down. Just one wall on the outside. But the whole place upstairs was wrecked from smoke damage. Right. And then downstairs, they fucking, let me tell you, after the water came downstairs, within a week, the couch was full of mold. In one fucking week,
yeah.
It just fucking molded up.
Yeah.
So it was more water and smoke damage. Mm. But I have trunks with all my papers in it and safes.
Trunks?
You know, a trunk.
What's a trunk?
A trunk.
No, I don't know what a trunk.
Like you bring one to like college.
Look at the end of your nose. A trunk.
I have a very cute nose.
A trunk.
Why would you fuck? Oh, because I'm an elephant. That was a great one.
Yeah, it was.
I don't want to explain it.
I don't like that I had to explain my own fucking fat joke to myself.
A trunk like that, like one of those.
Oh, okay.
See,
okay.
That's what I do, Rich.
That's what he does.
Thank you.
Those aren't fireproof, are they?
I have a metal one.
Oh, okay. I get like one of these.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
for when you go on tour.
Yeah, I know. on his steamboats.
I'm working the vaudeville clubs with my kid behind me, staying behind the stage. We used to do gigs that we had to stay. Like, I did a gig once in Lubbock, and our rooms were behind the stage you're locked in the club at night, pretty much.
What?
Yes,
when?
There was a club in when I first started, I was working, and you stayed in these fucking...
Hang on, why are you shaking your head?
Oh, the loony bin in Kansas is like that, too.
Like what?
Like what he's describing.
Look, tell me, what? Like what? Like there's a...
You stay behind the comedy club, and you can't leave because the security system's on and it'll go off.
That's illegal. That's illegal. That's prison.
I did a club once.
That's illegal. You can't, like, if you need to go, you have to go. If there's a, what if something happens, you have to leave.
If there's a fire, you can leave, but I mean.
No, I did a club.
The Anne Franks of comedy. I know. Just Rich hiding up. Comes down right onto stage.
I fucking wrote. I was staying at a club once, and there was like one entrance in. There was no windows in the condo. So if there was a fire in that entrance, you would. And I worked Nantucket once. Did you ever work a place?
It's like the nicest place in the world. Where'd you sleep there?
What do you mean?
Like Nantucket. Where'd
they jumped the gun?
Oh, yeah. This was years ago, Nantucket.
When they discovered the island.
This is
when they discovered the island of Nantucket. He actually wrote the song. There once was a man from Nantucket.
If he had
a dick, he would suck it.
I worked a club called The Muse. It was a rock club.
Right.
So rock bands would stay in there. But the bunks, it looked like Auschwitz because they were just wooden bunks.
Looked like what?
Auschwitz.
Auschwitz?
Yeah, that's the name of it.
I thought it wasn't. Isn't it pronounced differently than that?
No.
Okay.
Say it again?
No.
But you're a Jew. You know how it's supposed to be pronounced.
Yeah. So
no,
the
Mike,
bunks.
Is it pronounced like that? You ready?
At McDonald's.
Oh, first,
at McDonald's.
Yeah. They knew where
that's
we were watching.
That's a weird that's a weird commercial for the pronunciation of Auschwitz. McDonald's.
All
right, here we go.
Ready?
Is brought to you by pronouncenames.com.
Here we go. Ready?
Auschwitz.
Auschwitz.
Yeah.
Auschwitz.
Not
Auschwitz.
Yeah.
Not off switch.
What did you say, Auschwitz?
Well, you said Auschwitz.
I wish you had one on your fucking neck.
Okay. Anyways. Jesus. All right, tell us about your fucking club.
Which one?
Okay. We got to move on.
So we stayed in we did this club in...
This is like talking to my grandfather.
In fucking Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard. One of those places. And it was... You stayed... It was a rock club.
Yeah.
I worked there with... I think Dennis Leary and some other guy.
Really?
Yeah, it was years and years ago.
Wow.
Dennis wasn't even, he was doing sports comedy.
No shit.
He sat on the chair and he talked about sports.
Yeah.
This is probably his first year, maybe my second year, whatever.
I was a multimillionaire living in Bedford.
Now.
Yeah, yeah, he lives 20 minutes away from me in a mansion next to Martha Stewart, and you're fucking here with me.
I don't care. I'm happy.
Oh, good. You made your mark. Me and you.
He has nothing to prove.
I have nothing to prove.
He's made that very clear.
I have nothing to prove.
You know what, though? You really don't, boss.
Yeah.
You've done, there's so many, if you statistically look at the guys that have been doing comedy with him and as long as him, they're gone. They're done.
Oh, he's.
And they're not doing it.
And consistent.
But.
He's consistent.
But he's still one of the, and I'm not saying this because I know, you know, a lot of shows have him on and fuck with him and then say, but he's funny. Literally, I've never seen somebody kill like Voss kills after anybody. I mean, just it's a fact. You fucking murder. I mean, murder. I don't want to follow this. I'll follow fucking anybody. And I fucking hate following this. I mean, I've done it a bunch of times, but, and he'll follow me too. So it's, he is, I mean, right now, fucking murdering.
Thank you. Listen.
It just sucks that what they're looking for
it's
right now
is fucking insane.
Is not exactly. It's not.
That's okay.
Like,
we got some good projects going. But let me tell you,
Bonnie does, not you.
No,
but listen,
we.
I mean, listen.
And let me
say, really into Bonnie.
Bonnie's on fire.
She's on fire. They
She's
love Bonnie.
She's doing the Tonight Show again.
Yeah.
She Comedy Central. You know, it's so.
They love Bonnie.
I'll tell you after.
They love her. And last
because
week we
she's
made.
Brilliant.
Did we make the?
Yes.
Thing? What was on?
I think I said to her, you know. I take a Viagra and she doesn't have sex. I'm going, somebody's paying for this pill.
Right.
And that led into her talking about
right.
the life insurance policy she
right.
has on me.
Yeah.
Whatever. But
was I on it?
I didn't watch it. Somebody told me. I didn't see it. But first of all, me and you did the table twice and we both made it on TV twice.
Right.
She's
well, because
been on
I,
that show.
Yeah, she's great.
You know, and she's always been great.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyways, there you go, right there. Did I do that or you do that?
What?
It's you.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah, I did that.
Boy, did I lose it on you guys that night, on her.
Listen to me. This is so fucking epic. That's why I love comics, because we're so fucking demented. Look at this table. Look at us. We're all happy. Look happy, right? We're filming.
No, Rich doesn't look
happy.
Look
at that.
Rich does not look happy in that picture at all.
Ricky,
look at Bonnie and him. Look at her. You can tell they're teaming up on me.
We're not happy. This is his, Ricky, this is his paranoia.
No,
this is his fucking paranoia.
Ricky can see it.
Ricky, we're sitting there. We're exhausted. It started at 11:45. We're both in our 40s. We're all in our 40s. Well, 60s. Me and Bonnie are in our 40s. Right? I'm tired. We're doing this thing. We're trying to get through it. We're trying to set. The producer was not the best one. The week before or the time before, this guy knew us. He was a fan. This guy was doing his job. Not a bad guy, just fucking doing his job. Mm-hmm. He was coming up, hey guys, can you try? And we don't work well with that.
He wasn't laughing.
No,
he wasn't going, that's
they weren't
funny.
Laughing. It was, you know, Yamanika was killing at her table harder than us. You know
and she
I mean?
Wasn't even doing it. She was just yelling.
That was the point of the fucking joke I just said.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
I don't know if I consider that a joke, but go ahead.
So we're sitting there and we're trying to do it. Voss, I told him he was talking and I wasn't listening. I was staring at his hat. I was out of it. I just wasn't. I was trying to let him talk and not step on him. But we were trying to get through this and be funny. And it was fine. We were doing better than any other table, I could tell, because we're funnier. And then out of nowhere, this fucking kid, dude, it's on tape, and he's mic'd. This dummy forgets that there's a mic on him, right? He goes, they did cut for a second for something. They were right back and they were talking. He goes, fuck you fucking both you guys fucking ganging up on me.
What the fuck?
They were ganging up.
She goes like this. She goes, what? What are you talking about? I'm sorry. He goes, get off me. Don't fucking touch me. I'm fucking. I'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later. I mean.
No, I was madder.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, I want this videotape. Velez, I want this
right
so bad.
Get it. Absolutely get it.
This asshole was so mad.
Me and Bobby can do
I've never seen him actually get mad.
Me and Bobby can do the table, anything together.
I've never seen
Bonnie
cower. Bonnie went, I'm sorry.
No, no, no.
I'm so
Here's
sorry.
The thing. Listen to me.
It's true.
Pretend
Ricky.
It's your wife and
Ricky.
She's a comic.
Okay. She went like this. She was,
oh, never
I'm sorry.
A
I don't. No. I didn't mean to do anything to you. What are you talking about? No. I didn't. No, and I was like this. I was like this.
You don't understand.
Like, what the fuck? He was like, no. Fuck both of you. You fucking assholes. Ganging up. Like, you're a team.
First of all, they were ganging up.
The crack addict came
anything
out,
I said. Anything I said. Anything I said.
You're the guy that just ripped him a rock?
No.
Fuck you. Fuck.
Yo.
Oh,
no, that one.
Fucking assholes.
Fucking clubbed them.
You guys are fucking ganging up on me.
No.
Like my father and my mother. I'm a good dad. I give sneakers.
Let me. Okay. First of all.
Oh man.
Anything I said, they would just stare at each other and not laugh and play it off like we're like Bonnie had the attitude. Bonnie had the bro, attitude. The Bonnie had the fucking attitude. Like,
I've never done that with my shoulders. I can't.
That's because you can't.
I said it first. Fuck you. I got the fat joke in first.
It wasn't fat. It wasn't fat. I was doing exercise. Because Bonnie's on the show and she's great on it. Yeah. I don't know. And she was acting like, who's this open micer? And I'm like, I would never throw under the bus. But anytime I say something semi funny, they would look at each other and like, ugh, right? And I was going, oh, this is pissing me off. Right?
Dude, snapped. So, like, Ricky snapped on camera, on mic. I mean, literally.
I told them to both go she fuck went like, themselves.
She went like this. She goes, Bonnie, I would never. She literally tried to go, I'm sorry. He went, get the fuck off me.
No.
We'll talk about it later.
First of all,
and then he goes,
I
like
said,
this. You cunt.
I did not.
That comedy seller back table, man.
He grabbed her leg under the table and squeezed it. She went, no. You cunt.
I almost didn't give her a ride home.
Oh, man.
But if she had and,
have you ever seen him lose it like that before?
Yeah, on me. That's how we met. You don't know that?
No.
Dude, this cocksucker, you know he's a dick, right? No. When you first meet him?
Yeah, easily. Just when I got past, he was easily. You and Tony Woods were probably.
Tony Woods?
Tony
not
Woods
Keith Robinson?
No, Tony gave me so much shit when I first got past.
Really?
Yeah,
Tony
awesome.
Doesn't seem like that type.
No, he's great. He's
fucking piece of shit. Now look, I'm friends with Burr, Patrice, Dane, Bob Marley, and then I become friends with, you know, of course, Keith. I'm friends with Keith, and then Jim Norton. And he was the last fucking piece of shit. And he just treated me like a piece
no,
of shit.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. So we're at the table one night. Yeah, you did.
No.
We're at the table one night, and he said something to me. I said something back. And what had happened?
You took my pack of cigarettes and threw them across the room.
Yeah, because we used to smoke at the table downstairs.
We used to smoke. First of all, no, before that, we were outside. He was driving by, and just jokingly, I threw a piece of cardboard in the window of his car. He got out and heaved it at me like it was a fucking slate
shingle. But he didn't do it as my friend.
Yeah,
he did it as a
bitch.
Some
guy that doesn't talk.
He went like this, you. Like, yeah, no, you did. Because we weren't friends like that,
yes,
right?
Yes, I think we were kind of.
We were friends, but you threw it at me. So then it just, whatever it was, escalated.
So
I threw his cigarettes.
So then we're sitting at the cellar, and whatever, arguing. And he picks up my cigarettes and throws them across the room. So
he picked up the table.
No, I flipped. No, I flipped his.
Oh, my wings
in his lap.
Get the fuck out of here!
And we were full sauce, full ranch. I fucking stood up. You motherfucker. We're screaming at each other. But then we started laughing, didn't we? Because we're like, what are we going to do, roll around? We just started laughing.
He has a lap of wings. This is fucking great.
And I have broken cigarettes across the room.
Oh, man.
But
ever crazy. Since then, he's been one of my favorite people in the world. I don't know what happened that night. But ever since then, what?
It's also, too, was the attention of all the other guys instigating us, too.
Oh,
you know that we
terrible.
Didn't just do it. People
well, back in the day, dude, the table was rough.
I've heard, yeah.
Now you sit down, it's like, hey, how you doing? Good, how you doing? I heard you got that thing. I did. Did you get that? I got that thing. We all have things. Back then, nobody had shit.
Billy came in one night. I tell the story, man. Billy came in one night, and we're sitting here. It's me, Patrice, Norton, Bobby could have been there. So it's when the Mets were playing.
I was there.
You were there. So
he was my roommate.
Mets were playing the Yankees in the World Series, right?
Yeah, it's always
here. So Billy said, oh, I'm going to the game. And we go, how'd you get tickets? And Billy said, these guys have a bus trip, and they hired me to do comedy on their bus, and they're giving me free tickets. So our eyes lit up once he said he was doing comedy on the bus.
An hour later.
Listen, Patrice was doing bits like this. like, you guys were great. I'm like, you were small.
No, we were all holding the handle. We were doing this. We were holding the handle like, hey, guy, hey, dude in the back by the bathroom. And we were like, we did the bus driver, hey, behind the yellow line.
We did it out. He was sitting at the bar and sweat was pouring down.
This is back when you had tokens.
I remember how bad
before
you guys...
the Metro card, we were throwing tokens at him. Remember? We were throwing tokens.
When I first got into comedy, I remember I never came to the Cellar before. I was passed at it because I was afraid of you guys.
Yeah, you should be.
I actually watched Godfrey make a girl cry once.
I saw that Patrice make it. Remember?
It was unreal, bro.
Girl, you were banging.
I wasn't banging.
That's why we made her leave.
This girl, I went on a couple dates with her, right?
Yeah, but he brought her to the table, which is fine.
Because I was there.
Totally fine. We were all there one night. Kevin. I won't bring up Kevin's name because he's in a little heat right now. Yeah. Who was it? Keith. Patrice. Me. Norton. And he came down with this girl. Whatever. And we're fine with it. He leaves, whatever, the next Saturday or next whatever the fuck
it is. I'm on the road.
Right, he's on the road. She comes down and sits at the table.
Without me.
Doesn't say a word. We're all sitting there talking, blah, blah, blah. And then out of nowhere, Patrice goes, are you giving boss pussy? No. Are you giving any pussy? And she's like, what? Are you giving boss any pussy? You give him some of that pussy? She's like... No. He goes, all right, well, are you going to fuck any of us? You going to fuck it? And she's like, what are you talking? No. You got to go. Keith was like, yeah, you're out. You got to go. You were Donnie Brasco then by Voss. You gotta, if you ain't giving up some pussy to Voss and not here, you got to beat it. You can't just sit here.
The other
she
night,
called
Keith.
Me dude, crying.
Dude, listen, we did it. We were laughing. We kept going with it so much. We kept laughing. And she was just sitting there. All of a sudden, she just turned away. She turned back. If you don't want me, then I'll leave. And we were, the whole restaurant flipped out, like dead silent. And we were all like. Woo, get the fuck. It was so bad. He called. He's like, what'd you guys do?
Come in Nantucket.
Come in Nantucket. I'm trapped in the room. I couldn't make it. It was so.
The other day, dude, Keith had one. He was going back and forth with one of the waiters downstairs. I walk in and I'm like, I see Keith. I go, how was your Thanksgiving? And the waiter goes, it's a girl. She goes, he was alone. No one was just shitting on him. And she's Spanish. And he turns to her and goes, at least I wasn't on the caravan, bitch.
God damn it.
Yeah. Dude,
let me tell you something. Patrice and Keith are the fucking meanest people I know back
man.
Then.
Patrice, we were sitting at a table. And Eddie F. walks up and he says to me, how much do you make at colleges? I go, I don't fuck. I go, whatever. He goes, well, I make this. And Patrice lit up going, who the fuck is this? He called him Eddie Ugh. No. He did, I'm telling you, an hour. He said, you work at P University because you stink. But he did an hour on Eddie Ugh. No one else could say anything because Patrice, me, Norton called me driving home and goes, he goes, I can't stop laughing. Patrice beat Eddie down so bad. It was.
He didn't come back for months.
He didn't. It was.
Like months he didn't show up.
It was like, you little rich motherfucker, he was calling. And just. It was so funny, but brutal.
The table was fucking brutal. But now
it was fun, though.
Like, the table's over, though. It's gone. It's fucking
done. But we were so close.
It's group chats now, man. It's group chats. Yeah. That's where everybody talks their shit.
Well, it's so funny. Even like, I mean, look at. The shit with Kevin, I mean, remember back in the day in the fun, we used to roll dice downstairs.
We're talking about a guy, a black guy from Philly that beat all odds, became who he is, and he's the guy holding people down? Come on.
I can't stand
it. Nimish Patel was somebody that's holding. Nimish Patel, that name is holding people down. Yeah. It's insane. But I heard, actually Ross said it the other night. I thought it was pretty cool. That
who?
Like, Jeff Ross, I know.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that guy? Yeah.
Somebody said what? He said who?
He said, no, we were all talking about it, and he's like, what's cool about it is that, like, comedy is becoming, like, the new drug that you do that you don't tell nobody. Like, going to see shows is, like, something you wouldn't, you
who
don't.
Who wrote that for him?
I don't know.
I'm only kidding. Bonnie. I'm only kidding.
Bonnie. That was great. Wasn't going to let that go.
Listen, it's fucking ridiculous.
The fact
that Kevin said, you know what, go fuck yourself. I'm not apologizing for the rest of my life for the same thing because he already apologized. And he said it perfectly. If you don't think we can evolve as human beings for some fucked up reason that comedians especially or actors, we don't get to evolve. Like, we can't, criminals can, everybody else fucking can, drug addicts can, alcoholics can.
Steve Howe had 7 chances. Steve Howe, for the Yankees, got caught with coke 7 fucking times.
It's fucking mind-boggling to me that you're holding somebody, as soon as somebody gets something great, there's a fucking small group of shit people out there, garbage fucking people, call themselves liberals too, by the way, call them, that fucking are hiding under the fucking liberal banner. And they attack them. I immediately called, I have a bunch of friends that are gay and I have a bunch of trans friends and I called them up and I was like, where are you on this? They're like, yeah, none of it's bullshit. Nobody, a small percentage of the gay community gives a fuck about that, but they, most of us don't give a fuck.
I mean, 2009, you're still being held to, like, they don't want to see you change. What they want to do is they want to be upset. It's not even about changing anything. Well, it's about being upset.
They're fucking...
The motive is to be the victim.
And you don't think the Academy knew about this before they hired
fucking them? Academy. When is one of these corporations, one of these big, huge, money-making fucking thing that fucks people over forever... I mean, that's what they make money off of. You're accountable. When are you just going to stand up and go, you know what, fuck these people. Fuck this. It's this many people.
There'll be a network that does it sooner or later.
I can't wait for that.
There will be a network
that
will say, fuck it. We're going double down. It's fucking crazy.
That's so sick of it.
What our tour's going to be.
What?
The most offensive tour on the planet.
What, with me, you, Ron Bennington, and Jim Florentine?
You got to shorten that up.
When is that date? Find that date. Where is that?
We got to do something that...
It's in March, right?
Yeah.
It's in March.
Do something... And not saying to go up there to be offensive, to be offensive.
Keswick Theater, and that's the date, and it's up. It's March 8th. We're at the Keswick Theater. Me, Ron Bennington, Jim Florentine,
and me.
Rich Voss.
I'm right here.
I felt like I was at the table last week with me, you, and Bonnie.
Well, but the thing, Kevin used to sit at our table, and we used to beat him down. He used to beat us down. I mean, he came up here with Keith. And
it's so funny, though. It's, you know what the fact is, too, is that it's like, oh, we're gay. Guess what? Every guy I know is gay. We're all fucking... You get me in the right situation, I'm going to put that thing right in my butt. Listen to me. And every guy I know in this fucking room, in the right situation, is going to fucking stick it right in your asshole. Okay? And gay people know that. Gay people. Ask trans girls, how macho guys are. They're not.
They're happier people.
Who is?
The gay community.
Well, that's why they call them gays. No, I mean, look, I understand that it's what happens to them. And so, look, we have to take it with, you know, we have to be real realistic. We're on the coasts, so we see stuff. There's still south in the middle of this country.
Yeah, that you can't be who you
can't,
are.
You can't be who you are.
You can't be a Jew.
I understand that.
There's places in New York, man. Huh? There's places in New York.
Yeah, but there's more places in New York.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We're talking, I understand
I mean,
that.
Being gay in Alabama is probably a lot harder than being gay in New York City.
They'll kill you.
So dangerous down there. Your dick's just solid hard. Yeah, but fuck this. It makes me sick.
But Kevin was right, though.
Kevin Hart, okay, was the most, he was like up there with The Rock. Motivating people. He changed everything. He fucking learned his lessons.
And he's one of the good ones. He's the guy that comes in and says hi to everybody in the club.
Except for me.
Pardon?
Except for me.
One of the good ones as in colored?
What?
Oh, God.
No, I mean in comedians.
Oh, okay.
A lot of them are fucking shit like you, Rich.
Thank you. And I'm not even famous.
Ricky.
No one was saying that.
First of all, your grandfather didn't with the word colored. He can't say that. His career will be finished.
First of all, Kevin.
Isn't that funny that even if you, like, he'll say that, nobody's going to fuck with him. But if you said that, even if you're joking around, you get something. Ricky, you get a TV show and you're bombing it and it's going great. Somebody would find you on this show saying colored, people laughing at it, and try to take you down.
Yeah. Every year when SNL happens and they bring somebody onto the cast, there's a full thing every single year. Every year, the new kid gets attacked through social media.
You know, I was joking when I said that, and obviously...
Don't apologize. No, this is what the tour is
going
to be like.
I got something going.
You're
going
to do a bunch of jokes and then apologize at the end.
I got something big going. And
Bonnie does.
No, we do. I'm telling you.
It's a more her thing.
Well, yeah, it is. It is. Which you hear. Yeah. Anyhow.
No, stop. I'm sick of you teasing me.
This is a new one today, God. Baby. Good news today.
Oh, you like those?
They might sleep together.
He's like those famous.
For 2 hours.
He's like those
so
famous.
I start snoring.
Those famous comics. Dude, I can't wait to tell you guys the big news. Not yet. Shut the fuck up. Just
We're
tell
friends.
Us.
We tell each other stuff.
Just tell me when you tell me. Stop teasing me with it.
I'm not teasing you. I'm like, what the fuck? Stop it. I want to show you something, too, after this.
What did you just do the shoulder thing for?
Because I'm just... Since we're talking gay...
What?
I think we need to fucking... We need to start saying, fuck you. I mean, as comedians, we got to stop worrying about, what if I get this? And what if... Fuck you.
Well, that
fuck
was that
you,
thing with...
I did read the girl's point of view from... Columbia College. Did you read her point of view?
Tell us.
I don't remember it, but it was. I'm on Nimitz's side. I'm always on the comic side, no matter what.
Say his name again, please.
Huh?
Say his name.
Nemish.
Okay. He said Auschwitz. Okay. So
I don't give it. Look, he's fucking.
So you think he's gonna get hit? Your pal's name, right?
Listen, I worked on many projects with him. I've given him rides. I like him a lot.
Right, tell us.
And I'm always on his side. But the girl who wrote her op piece about what happened,
tell us,
did have a good point of view.
What was the point?
Well, go
three
read
people
it.
Coming on stage with live mics is an attack. Like that's
what's
insane.
That?
They walked on stage with live mics in their hands.
Yeah, that's
what did you get from?
I mean, I'm not kidding.
What I got
next time
from
I do
it,
a college, I'm putting that in the contract that cannot happen.
Can I say something to you? Like, if you read an article and you got something out of it, wouldn't you remember it?
He just remembers how it made him feel.
Yeah, thank you.
That's how he takes in shit.
But yeah, that's all I need.
He doesn't gain any knowledge. He just knows how he feels towards things.
First of all, he's right next to you. I'm not gonna fucking sit here and remember. I just read it. And
but
go,
you brought it up like we're
so. You bring everything else up. Bring it up.
Do
and
you
read
think
it.
I? You think I on the podcast right now? I'm going to read a fucking article.
Read some of it.
Just tell me what you think it was.
What were the points?
Her point of view was he was hired to do one thing, and some of them. Listen, people, as much as. We think
you
it's
didn't
not.
Finish
listen
the
to
thought.
Me. No, I am. I'm finishing right. As much as we and what's his name said this. As much as we think it's not offensive.
Yeah.
They also have the right to think it is offensive.
Okay, that's but true. You don't
they
have.
Her article actually goes into like what comedy is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And he wasn't really being a good comedian.
Fuck
he did
that.
Work.
No, you that's bullshit.
You
that's
don't,
bullshit.
Listen, you
I
don't,
said I agree with some stuff. Go ahead.
Fucking Voss.
Go ahead.
God damn it, you make me fucking angry.
Oh.
How the fuck are you taking her side at all?
I didn't take her side. I said she had some good points.
She has no fucking points.
You didn't read it.
Here's the fucking fact.
You didn't read it.
Here's the fact. He made a lighthearted joke pro-gay. You didn't listen. You heard the word black, and you fucking hit the panic button, and you tried to end somebody's fucking career. Fuck you. You don't get to do that. It was a pro-gay joke.
Yes.
She heard trigger words and these fucking sissies, and I'll say it. I'm going to calm down.
It's wild. It's
I'm gonna calm down.
It's ridiculous.
I'm going to calm down because I'm being triggered. I hate it. I hate it. I'm being
quit
triggered.
Quit saying that word.
But
triggered?
This is the thing.
Listen, here's a Ricky. I'm going to talk to you.
Yes.
It's the fact.
How do you feel about all this?
I don't give a fuck. You don't get to. Okay, you can tell me. You can write all the fuck you want, but you're trying to assassinate people. You're trying to say he did something that we thought was offensive, and it wasn't. And you're going out, and he made the fuck. You tried to take him out. You tried. Now a story goes.
Which
from
he was over. He wanted it to be quiet.
Of course,
he went quiet. He didn't do nothing, and then it starts coming out, and it comes out from their side.
Yeah,
first.
It comes out from their side.
He turned down interviews. He turned down. Yeah.
And here's the thing: is that these fucking assholes, they try to assassinate people with words and the social media because they have the power. And you know what? Fuck you.
Well, how is this your thing? Like, how is being this upset and a victim a thing? Like, it's just such a crazy.
Please don't go to college. Fuck colleges. Don't go. Fuck
Listen,
them.
I do them all the time. Colleges, I do them all the time, too. And I do a lot worse than what fucking
it's
email
young
says.
Clubs.
I do a lot worse at colleges. I've
I know
never
you're not as
shit.
Funny as him.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about. I'm sorry. Okay, what were you saying?
No, listen. Do you understand, Bobby? Here's where you're going wrong. I'm always 100% behind the comedian, no matter what I like him or dislike him. I'm just saying she had a couple valid points.
What was the valid point?
I don't remember.
I think I know what you're talking about, Rich.
Can you
that line right
but
there?
But you can't bring it up. Listen, Voss, that's like me going, I mean, you can't say she had a couple valid points. Okay, what were they? I don't know.
I don't remember.
There's one sentence he's referring to.
Go ahead, Mushy.
Like his routine was the antithesis of what Culture Shock stood for. I get that. But you should have done a better job in hiring the comic if he's not the right thing for your festival. And then, but the rest of the article is he's a terrible comic, like, and he's bad for comedy in the world. Like that's
I don't
horseshit.
Think he said he's a terrible comic in the it article. Says right I read. There, I made says, him read a different article.
It says, listen, it says right there. Some may argue he was making a comment on society, racism, homophobia, which he was. But for whom? I watched a brown man use the experience of black people to make white people ponder and laugh while two of my gay black friends cringed. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
So when a white guy, when you're making a male, alpha male jock, you make that joke, it's fine. So that's fine. You guys can all laugh at that shit, but we don't get to laugh at you. And in that joke, it wasn't homophobic. It was saying how tough it is. I mean,
for a black and gay guy, a black gay, yes, we get it.
I'm sorry, what? I need to use the restroom.
Oh, please. Anyways, we got to wrap this up.
No, I agree with you 100%.
I don't agree with any of this. They're using their fucking spinning it and making it a tragedy. And my gay black friends cringe. White. Look at this. Look at these. It's identity politics. It's all about what you look like. It's all about this. He made a joke on how hard it is to be black and how hard it was to be gay and black. That's the joke.
Here's what she was saying that I remember. Kind of. And I don't agree with this, but I kind of agree. It's hard. Yeah. She was saying, who are you to make assumptions on another race and person?
I'll tell you who we are. I'm a comic.
Yes.
I am a fucking... That
hasn't lived that life.
I don't need to live your life to know about your life.
I agree with that,
I don't
too.
Need to be fucking a full-fledged gay guy to talk about gay sex.
Not at all.
I don't need to fucking be a woman to talk about women's things. Women can talk about me. We're human beings. We judge people. We see things. We experience things. And we make jokes. The fact that we take an idea and we present it and it has a little edge to it and it brings... What do you want?
You want
Tonight Show clean, holy shit, comedy,
no,
all the fucking time?
No, here's the fans now.
Here's
that's
the
how I think about it. Like,
Bobby.
He doesn't want any of those kids as his fans.
But Bobby...
It's for him at the end of the day.
I'm just worried about it because somebody is these fucking people. I don't understand why the majority voice, we're bigger than them.
It's not the majority, though. If you actually go talk to the people, it's not the majority. It's 14% of people.
Guys, that's exactly what I'm saying. Why aren't we telling them to shut the fuck up. Why are we so lazy?
Because the big money crumbles to them, dude.
Why are we voiceless? Why do we never get behind? Why are we just sitting there watching the fucking world implode with a few thousand people making it happen?
Okay, here, can I make a point
to you? It's a big enough blog post. You're in
Bonnie.
Trouble, man. Yeah.
Bobby.
I'll be Bonnie.
Bobby.
Hey.
Bobby.
Canada.
Yes, you can talk about gays.
I'm against you.
You can talk about all that stuff that you see or know.
Yeah.
But you can't feel the pain that a gay guy has felt in life being discriminated against. It's a
Mike,
it's
is
a
that
pain.
True?
It's
what?
A pain.
Is that true?
Oh, because I'm a gay guy?
Yeah, you.
You're not gay.
Nah.
As a black person, you can't feel. You can talk about it, but you can't feel.
But
the pain.
Progressive rich is killing me. This is fucking insane.
I'm really,
I feel
no,
fucking.
No,
but isn't part of
he's
being
on BuzzFeed
in-
next week.
No,
this is because he has something going on with his career right now.
No, not at all.
Can
no.
I finish? Go. He's trying. Listen to me, Ricky. He's trying to, you know, kind of just keep everything nice.
Can I go up against what you're saying? Can I just say something?
Becky had something to say.
Listen,
go ahead, Becky, say it.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a good point.
I got a good point.
Okay, that's great. Remember it, you old geezer. Go ahead.
I don't know. Maybe this has been asked too often, but isn't part of being inclusive making fun of everyone? Like, everybody should be able to.
We're not saying you can't make fun of people. I'm saying how people feel. When I was in rehab. Okay. When I was in rehab.
You hold those fingers. I'm going to break them.
Okay. When I was in rehab, okay, I had two type of counselors. I had a counselor that was an ex-addict that we would have, and then we had the counselors that went to school. The counselors I connected with were the ex-addicts.
Yeah.
Because they could feel what I felt as an ex-addict.
Understood.
So we cannot feel. I don't care what you say, what you know about.
Fine.
What you can't feel the
can
pain.
Interview somebody that can. Like, part of journalism is actually revealing both sides to the audience. Like,
well,
no, they're not
saying she's doing that, even though she's not.
Right, but like,
yeah, that's the problem is that they say
that.
Where's
the representation of comedy in this article? Yeah. Like, has she really talked to somebody that's on the level that Nimesh is on?
Oh, no.
No, she hasn't taken the time to care about him.
She feels she should.
But let's even talk about this. Does she know anything about Nimesh? Has she asked any of those questions?
No.
Has she asked him about how he was raised and what the shit he's been through?
Exactly.
Right.
That's not the question anymore.
Yeah.
We're tearing down Kevin Hart. This dude did not have the most lovely life when he started.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all about perspectives. I mean,
and
yeah,
you can't
you're right.
grow. You're not allowed to grow, man. It's fucking gross.
You're not allowed to grow, but you're also not allowed to make any mistakes whatsoever. Now, say this. He made that mistake. We've all been to colleges and said something fucked up. Here's the deal, too. I was at a college one time, and I had a joke where I said, faggy. I just said something like, that's faggy. And I come off stage, and the girl comes up to me, red face, almost crying. Like, yeah, you really offended some of the kids when you said faggy. I was like, yeah, but I didn't mean it like gay. I meant it like, you know, being silly or whatever. You know, like, I'm from Boston. And
eating pudding in front of your friends.
Whatever. Yeah. Which is faggy.
Don't eat no pudding in front of me, man.
Yo, dude, you like tapioca? Yeah.
Blowing your gym teacher. Oh, sorry.
So anyways, she's literally like, yeah, but they, you know, you really can't say that. And a couple of the students were really offended. And I'm like, didn't you have Dane Cook here last week? She goes, yeah. I go, same crowd, right? Yeah. I go, what's his closing joke? What's the line? She goes, he's a faggot.
That was his closer?
Yeah, because he had a thing where he does a thing and he opens it and he goes,
That's
he's a
right.
faggot.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
I go, did anybody have a problem with it last week, the word faggot? No, but it's the way it's him. I went, exactly. Fuck off.
Do you know I did?
Fuck you. Because if it was a comic that they liked or whatever, Patricia said all the time, what's good for you is good. That's it. What's good for you is good.
Do you think Trevor Noah would have got away?
Trevor Noah would have absolutely got away with that joke.
That was like
absolutely got away with that joke
because she's
black. There's a lot of people that would look at you. Can say fucked up shit about pretty much everybody you want, as long as they're cool with those people. You know, they don't. It's not them. You know, this is
not the problem.
You came to our fucking thing, and we were having a great. And then you said this joke. Here's what should have happened. Hey, that joke really. We didn't. You know, okay. You did what you did. You know what I mean? We don't want that. Okay, great. That's happened to all of us. I'm sorry. Misunderstanding. We thought you were going to do this. You did this. It's a misunderstanding. I know the joke wasn't that crazy, but it did offend a couple people. Not all of us. Most people were fine with it, but just a couple people. So we're just going to end it. Great. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that. He's a nice guy. He's not out there hurting people's feelings. And it's gone.
No, it turned
you
into
let
a
it,
show.
You let it,
turned
it
into
go.
A show.
I got written up in...
The girls came out with microphones.
Yeah. I got written up in College Magazine.
I would have
roasted
him. He's a better person than I would have went. I would have started going off on each one of those girls. That
really?
Came out with a microphone? They came out with microphones?
Instead of what?
Oh, they were. Gonna, I thought they were going to do snap battle.
They came snap battle. That's what they called the first original version when you were.
It was on
comedy.
TV. It was on TV. Snaps.
Yeah, it's so funny too. They like, you know, you're saying something offensive. Didn't even try to teach him or help him, or you were just like, fuck him. Let's kill him.
Yeah. Hey, wait a second.
No,
yeah,
let's
when
kill
I started comedy, I've been doing it 34 years. Yeah. Okay, I know comics above me that have been doing 34 years, and if you. Tell me when you make it 34 years, then come talk to me.
What
but
are you
listen
talking
to me.
About? What
he
are you
said when I started
Ricky
comedy,
for?
He was saying I'm old.
You, yeah, you are.
Oh yeah. Listen,
Ricky. What is
double my age?
More. Yeah. You're right. You're right. And I've sustained.
I said stop, you're listen. Consistent.
God
buddy.
Damn it! I know. Listen to me.
Listen.
Stop I got
giving
a good
your
story.
I don't think we weren't paying attention to him for a second. This is a temper tantrum.
Oh, I got a good story.
Oh, go ahead.
I was doing a college.
Yeah.
So they said, come in.
It was when Harvard opened.
I was doing a college.
Right.
I took my
college.
I took
invented.
The state co-chair. So they said, do some material and then talk about recovery. So do my whatever I was doing on stage is like, I'm joking with a girl, whatever. I'm not going to do anything, you know, whatever line, you know. Next thing you know, I'm written up in College Magazine. As some like creepy guy or something, like they gave me a write up in the that goes throughout the country.
You're done.
No, I got more work. this was years ago. Oh, here I'll tell you this best story in college. This the best. I got to a college. I had a recorder then. I said, "Is there anything I can't?"
Ricky, I love his recorder was this big. I have a recorder.
I had it slung
over my shoulder.
I had a lady there that typed. So I had a recorder, and I said to the lady before, and I had on, "Is there anything I can't say?" She said, "Say whatever you want. There's no restrictions. Just do what you want." Did my show. She calls my agent and goes, "He was a little dirty." I have it on fucking recording. Her saying, "Do whatever you
dude,
want."
Dude, I went to. I
they
went
have
to,
a question. They walk up. He presses record.
I press it.
Yeah, you
what
hear
are
it?
You talking to? You hear the fucking wheels turning.
I'm telling you,
dude. Listen, how many colleges I went to that they were like, okay, say whatever you want. Fucking, I go up and say it. And all of a sudden, you know, you see like two girls get up and just leave. I get it. I get it. I understand that people get offended at colleges. Comics say fucked up shit, but it's something that happens. You shouldn't want to fucking take somebody's life away and try to ruin them.
Not Marty's college. When we used to do that, you could do anything up there.
Dude, I bombed up there one night. I said something to a black chick in the front row and I don't know. I murdered like three times.
Yeah,
I went up with Norton, and I was going up in front of Norton. I was like, I'm gonna kill. I tried to improv some shit, and she had something in her hair, and I was like, yeah, I don't even know what I said, and it was like, what? And I was like, I just fucking panicked.
Do you still do
and
college?
And then I almost bombed. I was almost fucking bombed.
I heard you did.
I pulled it up at the last second. Literally the last
but
second.
But this is how these kids sat.
With energy and screaming.
Like this, you know, they're sitting like this.
Oh, yeah, they're all like that. I mean,
not all colleges.
Some of them are incredible. I mean, I've done some colleges that was just like set up amazing. But for the most part, it's just like, I don't know, man. I did NYU this year.
Can I stop for one second? Did you bring up an ivory recorder?
Yes, yeah, Rich's recorder.
Ha ha ha!
That's what he does here.
Yeah, funny. It's funny. It's almost like a play on words.
God, I hate you. God, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ricky.
No, I did NYU this year, and I was really nervous about doing it based on what everything that has been going on. And the kids were actually really fucking cool. So it was...
Look, and I'm not saying we can't do what they do to we can't do to them. Not most of the kids are great at the colleges. Most of the kids want a funny show and can decide what is really bad and what's not, and understand. All right, he's trying to be funny. That's a funny joke. I get it, but some kids are so fucking sensitive. They shouldn't go. They shouldn't have it, or they should, like Becky said, handpick. Go over everything that this person's going to say so that you don't have to worry about it, and you're not going to embarrass somebody and try to end somebody's fucking career. You know, he's trying to be funny. That's what we try to do. And we have to go to the fucked up places and the weird places to do it. You know, not all of us have fucking puppets, and not all of us are crystal clean. Life sucks. Life is hard. We all of us have fucked up things, and we think fucked up thoughts. And I'm sorry, but that's usually the funny shit.
I think you and Florentine should do a college.
I wouldn't do a college with you in a fucking... I would never do a college.
Why?
With you.
I know how to tone it down.
Patrice once said it as one of my favorite quotes, but it was... it's pretty much... I'm going to probably butcher it, but it comes in the way of a joke. A joke can't be unfunny if it's never told. Like, and it's just like they're all coming from the same place, but unless it's said out loud, you're never gonna know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just ridiculous. But when are we gonna stop? It's like two things I want to stop doing in the next couple of years. I want check spots to be gone.
It's breathing.
Oh.
It's just mean. It's not even. It's like he wants me to die. My mom just lost a husband.
Earlier.
Now you want
to
lose a fucking eldest son?
You just said that to me earlier.
Because nobody likes you. All right, and you're closer to death. You're 62.
One. Yeah.
All right, whatever.
61.
Right.
Bobby goes. We feel bad.
Yeah,
you go.
It's like,
time.
Yeah, we knew it.
He made his mark.
Make sure my kids get my stamps. I'm leaving you in charge.
Thank you. Write that down on the paper. I like to think it's on the fridge.
I just think
what everybody's getting is just sitting in the kitchen.
I just think that if check spot needs to go at the comedy clubs, stop it, comedy club owners. We have to do it. No, you don't. You're lying. You're lazy. You don't have to do it. Tell your waitress, send the fucking host back up to do 8 minutes while the checks are being done. Stop it.
Most checks are credit cards. People aren't going to leave without their credit
it's
cards.
Fucking
it's unbelievable.
Stop it.
I told them this weekend, don't do it, and they didn't do it.
If you're a comedy club owner, you need to knock it the fuck off. Stop it. No check spots. We need to start, as comics, we need to start telling them, no, you're not doing that. Because they do it because we allow them to do it because we're so scared to not have, fuck it. We need to just say no more check spots. Figure it out. Comedy Cellar does it. A lot of clubs do it. And you can figure it out. I've been asking for people not to do it, and they're like, and they've done it. So figure it the fuck out. I don't care. We have another show coming in. You have an hour. Work faster. Do whatever the fuck you got to do. Check spots. You're literally dropping math problems in front of a crowd that I just spent 45
minutes
getting.
Yeah.
45? I've been up there like 20 minutes and they've dropped them.
Whatever the fuck it is.
They leave faster.
Why does it always get a bad?
That's good. That was good.
Get those checks out right now. This guy's losing them.
He's already, I help him pass them out.
Yeah. He's already sitting on the piano. So anyways, and I think that we need to start sticking up for each other. Kevin Hart, you know, I mean, I don't like him anymore.
I just got asked by NBC to come on and do a segment about him. I want to go on there, but I don't want to be dragged into his shit, you know? Like, I don't want to do it. I'm going to get myself in enough shit.
Can you give him Voss's
people.
Number?
What?
Give him Voss's number.
Oh, that'd be fucking great. Can you just go in as me? Hat backwards and everything?
Yeah. I got stung by bees.
Not anemic.
Yeah.
What you say?
I'm allergic to shellfish. I'm sorry, I'm a little fucking chubby. Listen, I think
the pot roast calling the hamburger chubby. Oh, sorry.
All right, so we're gonna end the show.
7:50 p.m.
You got nothing.
It's getting late. It's 7:50 p.m.
To go on
NBC.
No,
that's where I'm at right now.
Because you got nothing to gain.
No, I really don't have anything to gain.
Because you'll give your opinion, and that's not the opinion they want to hear.
Vice did it with Norton once. Norton sat there with that. No, they did it on Kwamel Bell's show.
But he did it, and he won. And he won. And she. No, he won because he went in there. Norton is not a bad person.
No, not at all.
And that's why he won.
Smart, though,
and he's very smart. He's very smart. You just have to be truthful, man. You just have to be real about what the fuck you're saying. And also, listen, because sometimes the other people make a point that you're like, oh, all right, I get that, but it's called a conversation. It's called, you know, having dialogue with each other. And it stinks because it's all one way. It's all text. It's all on Twitter. It's all on. We need to stop being. Twitter has to go.
I've been off it for you.
Fuck Twitter.
Good amount of time,
I use it to promote once in a while and I'm out. I'm not sitting there trying to make some dickhead have. That was a good one. Fuck off.
But, you know, but everything breaks down to. What is it on their political side or is it on their political side? It all breaks down
but
to politics.
But at the same time, they're making liberals not want to be liberals.
Yeah, they're
liberals
pushing.
Are throwing each other under the bus.
People
like,
are, it's not. They're pushing them into the center and over to the right. I'm telling you, I'm a Democrat. I'm a registered Democrat, and I sit there and I hear this shit, and I'm like, I'm out. I want nothing to do with you. And that's how you're going to get Trump elected again. What the fuck is wrong?
I don't think he'll get elected again, but it'll go to another Republican.
It's sick. It's sick. Anyways,
everything coming out with Cohen, he's fucked.
PayPal. I don't want to get into that. PayPal.
Excuse me.
PayPal.com.
You always say going to the mic.
Listen, PayPal. PayPal.me/YKWDGifts. Please go there right now.
Yes.
If you can donate anything, whatever you got, $1, $5, you don't have to donate much. I tell you, me and my wife are going to spend a ton of our own money. We're going to buy a bunch of these. We want to get hundreds of these little activity packs I think it's Melissa and Doug activity packs for children in the hospital. Being in the hospital sucks, especially when you're a kid. There's nothing to do. You're in your friggin' room. You're strapped up to something. Being in the hospital at holidays is even worse. And it's not like you can just go in there and visit people and hang out. I'd love to. You can't. But you can do this. You can help out and know that you did something good and you made a kid happy for a couple hours in a hospital somewhere by going to paypal.me/YKWDGifts and donate what you can. And also go to patreon.com.
I'll match whatever Rich puts up.
I'll put up 100.
You put in up 100?
Yeah. Oh, come on, dude.
Are you making him pay the 100?
I'm not giving you that 100. I'll give it to you. You can give it to them. What are you 100 for?
That we made a bet on the Luis Gomez fight.
Okay. I got nothing to say. I bet against Luis because I just wanted to. No one was betting against him.
We just wanted some action.
Just wanted action, and this gambling addict got me. You came up to me.
Hey, this week I'll be in Doylestown. At the Comedy Cabaret Friday and
also
Saturday.
Also sleeping there.
Hopefully.
If you want an order, go to the back and knock three times on the window.
I just work levity, and I took the hotel Thursday through Sunday. It's an hour and a half from my house.
What hotel?
Nice hotel.
Which one?
I took the Renaissance Marriott.
Were you at there Sunday?
I came home Sunday night.
But I was there Sunday. You should have called me.
You were flying back from San Diego. I didn't think you'd be home on time.
Oh, all right, whatever. We got a tree Sunday and everything.
What's that?
We got a tree Sunday. It looks fucking great.
Oh, fabulous. so
can't connect with
this
you.
Friday and Saturday, Doylestown. And then the 28th, 29th, I'll be at the Tropicana Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. And I have a new bio on my website.
Can I see it? Is it because of me? Because I read your old one?
Yeah.
His old one I read.
I'm going to punch this one up, but this one
If you want to read his old one, go to my Patreon and watch the live from the show with Voss. I read his old bio. It was fucking hysterical. God, what is it? Rich is an American. No,
why?
I don't know.
American
Did Bonnie
comedian.
Make you put that? He's a dirty American comedian and actor. Well, I'd take out American and just put a period after comedian.
Okay.
He has over 100 television appearances. That's not true.
Easily. I can name them right now.
Please.
At least 100.
You can't name the president that you got the mail from, but you can name every single
100.
You name 100 fucking TV shows you're on right now?
100 TV appearances.
50 by
round. You want to bet 100 right now?
Or are you going to do tough crowds, like one show forever?
That's 35 right there.
Yeah, but it's only three. But it's only three TV shows you've been on.
No, 25 Joy Behar's. That's 60 right there.
That doesn't count.
Okay? Yes, it does. The TV appearances.
Yeah, but it's you count one show as a...
No, you don't.
Dude, that's like me counting the nightly show for every single show.
True. If you did, what's his name?
Just made a great point. You made a great point.
I was a correspondent there, so therefore I've done over 100.
You have on television. You've done over 100 appearances.
Yeah, but you haven't done 100 unique appearances.
I never said they were unique. Do you see unique up there?
The crowd.
Do you see fucking unique?
You're going to wear your headphones because you're not getting any of my jokes, you fucking asshole.
I heard you. You said,
what did I say?
You didn't do any unique appearances.
All right, good, you heard. All right, so four Comedy Central specials. You didn't do four.
You want to bet?
I don't, but go ahead, tell us.
I did two of my own specials.
Ours?
No, they were back then half an hour. When I two half an hours, I did the Tough Crowd special.
You did two
and I
premium
did Comic
blends.
Anonymous special.
You did two premium
that
blends.
That was awesome.
No, not premium blends. Two half an hours.
Okay,
I'm not kidding. Comics Anonymous and the Tough Crowd special.
Okay,
that's four
specials as well as HBO Showtime stars appearances. He produced and starred in an award-winning comedy movie, Women Aren't Funny, alongside Bonnie McFarlane, Chris Rock, Rosie O'Donnell. You can't put that Chris Rock and Rosie O'Donnell just because they were in the movie?
Alongside them. Yes, you can. It's a bio. It's not the fucking... I'm not...
And many more? Why would you put and many more?
Because there were many more celebrities. I'm not going to name them all.
But you're supposed to be the celebrity.
About 50.
He is a two-time Academy Award-winning writer. I want to fucking punch you. A regular on SiriusXM Radio and a co-host of his hit podcast, My Wife Hates Me. What is it? Pace Magazine named one of the best podcasts right now.
I don't...
When? Like today? Like right now? Like what does that mean?
What does it matter? It's a bio. It's just...
He has also appeared on What the Fuck with Marc Maron, the Joe Rogan podcast.
Twice.
Why'd you say once? Guys, We Fucked. You never put my show on there?
It's not big enough.
He's been sober for... You're breaking your anonymity. That's one of the fucking traditions.
No, it is. I didn't say I was
attraction
in
rather than promotion.
No, you're wrong. You're 100% wrong.
You're wrong.
He's been sober over 32 years and good at golf for 20.
Do you write this?
Yeah, I'm gonna punch it up.
Okay.
Right, why don't you unpunch it? I think it needs unpunching. I think you punched it up.
And
too
I didn't
much.
Break my anonymity. I didn't say a 12-step program.
All right. Well, there you go.
And when you put that, I get calls from conventions to do conventions.
All right, cool. Ricky, what do you got?
Then the year, I'm going to be in Boston with Pete Davidson for New Year's, and I think we're doing Jersey and Long Island the days before.
Oh, cool.
And then, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know.
All right, what's your website?
No, I just have Instagram, Ricky Velez.
What's your Instagram?
Just Ricky Velez. Yeah, everything's there, and we post everything there. And
awesome.
We have a lot of shows. I think I actually have a few colleges in the new year, but yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, going downstairs, doing an hour. It'll be fun.
You going downstairs now?
Yeah.
And doing an hour?
Yeah.
Where?
Cellar.
You have an hour tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you guys are listening live, get the fuck down here right now.
Oh, we're sold out. We're pumped. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Fucking awesome, dude. Look at you, man. Look at you with the kid.
Oh, he's awesome, dude. It's really... I was scared at first, but now it's straight up.
I was petrified, too, dude. No. And it never goes away because now you're just going to worry about him, you know, being all right.
Yeah.
You know? But it's a beautiful thing. Enjoy your life right now, man.
It's fun right now. It's cool right now.
This is the
I'm
best.
I'm enjoying it.
It really is, man. Enjoy it. Enjoy your days.
Look, he's a good-looking kid, too. He's not fucking ugly.
Well, let's not get carried away with other people. there's no need. Are you? Did you kill a dog for that blanket? What is that?
No, my wife decorates the apartment like we sell cocaine.
All Listen, man, Velez, great to have you on,
dude. Thank you for having me on. I love coming on. It's fun.
Oh, good, man. Last week, I'm glad that didn't happen.
Dude,
I'm glad you came on this week.
I'm so happy. I really thank you because I was going to come in hot. It was going to be ugly, and I didn't want to be that.
Yeah, and Voss, thank you for coming on. But oh, I hate that hoodie. I hate it. What?
You can take this off.
Becky, what do you got?
Hey, I'm at Human Places on Insta, the Ease of Three.
Well, why are you so fucking sweet?
Amazing pictures on there.
Amazing
She's
pictures.
She's my favorite.
She's great. Oh. What do you got there, fucking White Mike?
I'm at Mike Cabrusi on all social media, and I got a podcast called A Little Time that you can download wherever. You can download on Laughable.
You can find him on Grindr at around 11:30.
That's just...
Oh, I have a new podcast. That's a thing that's
what
happening.
What is it?
It's me and Carly Aquilino on that Betches company that... what's his name's on? Jared Fried?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just took us on. It's dope. We just shit on the internet and people on it.
Sweet. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good for you, dude. That's the girl from...
Girl Code.
Girl Code.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Awesome. What do you got, Mike?
At Mike V. Suarez on Instagram. On New Year's week, I'll be in San Antonio at Laugh Out Loud. The 26th, 27th, I'll be headlining those 2 days. Well, going last.
Will you stop? The fucking guy's starting to make it. Dude.
Those are my door deal days, so
hey,
come out to those, please.
Listen.
The other club closed down there.
Yeah,
in
I was
San
there for
Antonio.
The last week, yeah.
Listen, man, if you guys are fans of mine, go see Mike. Door deal means this. That means the more people that show up, the more money he makes. And this guy needs money. He just got dumped by his wife. Is that what happened?
We got divorced. We're
okay, they're divorced. I'm sorry.
She took him for everything. Beanbag chair.
She's actually now opening for Bobby.
Did you have a stamp collection?
a beanbag. Oh, God. Anyways, go check him out if you're around there. Please support him.
Every time I've seen him work, he always does well.
Listen, man, the best part about your fans, my fans, you guys come out to the shows. This week in San Diego was awesome. Thanks for coming out, all you listeners. I fucking love you so much. And make sure you go to my Patreon channel. Become a member. If you're not a member... Just go. If you listen to the show, just go. Whatever you can do, $1, $5, whatever. The stuff's up there. You get the podcast free. I do a bunch of shit. I'm filming way more now. I got the camera, the editing, the sound. I'm figuring it all out, so I'm doing way more shit. And it's going right for you. What are you doing? I promote the fuck out of you.
What did
this
I say?
Is the problem with you.
No, I
this
knew.
Is why you're not a good person. You're not a good person. It's like I literally I let you promote. You're just
come on,
you're bad.
I'm hungry.
Then fucking what do you want me to do? Just give me 5 seconds.
Go ahead, wrap it up.
I'm trying to, but I got 5 people I got to promote their shit. I go last. Oh. People have already hung up on they stopped the fucking podcast and you're first. I did you first.
Thank you.
I promote you for all you fucking first.
Thank you. Don't be so upset.
You fucking almost hit Bonnie last week.
What's that?
What are you telling people not to be upset? You almost hit Bonnie on air.
No,
literally an on air fucking.
I never hit a girl in my life.
The camera's better be rolling after we cut this.
I've never hit a girl in my life. Have you?
Oh, it's not up there, but next on the 19th, your Fat Black Pussy Cat show.
Oh, yeah, Fat Black next Wednesday.
Hey, I'll be in town next Wednesday.
Yeah, you're not on it.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
He's going to get a hotel and everything.
I'll be in town next Wednesday.
All right, I'll put you on it.
Oh, thanks.
Rick, you come down and do a spot?
I would love to, dude.
So
that'd be awesome.
So you, Ricky, you, maybe you too. All right? All right, cool. So are you on next week?
Fucking okay. Ricky kills on stage. You want the fucking, he's very likable.
Mm-hmm.
He's very likable. Kills.
There's something coming. I'm waiting for the punch.
I'm complimenting you. Every time I've seen you, you kill.
All right, so check it out. Please, this week, Poughkeepsie, Friday.
The vibe.
Yonkers. Yonkers. Yonkers Comedy Club, Saturday night, 2 shows. That's at the Ridge Hill. That's 5 minutes away from my house. I'm so excited. And then Spokane Comedy Club and Tacoma Comedy Club for New Year's that whole week. I'm there. I love those 2 clubs. I didn't do the Spokane yet. I did the Tacoma. The kid is an unbelievable kid. It's one of the greatest green rooms ever. And the club is amazing. And the family owns this thing in Spokane, his mom and dad. So I'm going to be up there. So Seattle, show the fuck up, man. Let's go. Spread the word. Buy the tickets. Spend New Year's with me. And then, of course, I'm coming back in. I'm a lot of... Go to RobertKellyLive.com. Zach, what do you got?
Zach, the new guy.
You guys are the best fans of the world. Enjoy your week.
You know what, dude?
listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.